Hey guys!
It's us again, here with the Kawaii cast.
First of all, we want to apologize about last week. There was a corruption problem on our computer where all of our files were kept. So we are re-recording that episode. We promise it will be coming out. Moving on to today's episode, though, we're just going to dive right into it. We are here with the fabulous Siobhan.
Yo!
Yo! She's been already making us giggle, like, we're just gonna start recording at some point.
I mean, that's what usually happens whenever Stefan and I are recording. Like, we'll just, like, talking, he's like, you know what, I should just turn on the microphone. we'll do an intro eventually, I guess, but here we go.
Oh, I don't think we've ever successfully done an intro on Stefan's podcast.
Fantastic.
No, I think that's kind of a thing with his podcast. Like, everyone I've listened to, you get about halfway into his podcast and he's just like, oh, by the way, I didn't introduce you. So
I think that's what happened, like, on the last time I was on, because I think we got, I want to say, like, 2 hours into the podcast and he was like, oh wait, I should introduce you. It was fantastic.
Yeah, like
which is really funny. I think that's part of the reason, if you've noticed, he's actually started doing, you know, intros at the beginning. Like, he'll go and, you know, insert a thing.
Yeah, like, with us, I think when we first joined, like, the full Cracked Brain team, he was just like, we did an episode trying to introduce all of us and why we were there, and it was about an hour in, and he's like, we still haven't done this. I've been trying to do this. I have been trying to be the adult and keep us on track, and it's not happening.
See, and then you say, like, it's going to be the magic of editing. You'll just put that in the beginning. No.
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 No, we don't even edit this one. Yeah. This one's not getting edited. We're just
awesome. It'll be raw, uncensored.
So, we do try to keep themes with these episodes, and the reason we have the amazing Siobhan is because she's the most athletic person I know in real life.
Hell yeah!
We are talking sports anime!
Yes!
Sports anime!
Sports anime is just so good.
It is so damn good.
I'm still waiting on my speed skating anime to come out.
You and Thunder both.
I hear you there. Personally, I'm waiting for my curling anime.
Oh my god, curling. Okay,
there was a curling episode of that new cat anime that came out this season.
Oh, that one, yes.
But they were stoked.
Oh my god, I need to see this.
It's called Michi Neko.
I'm going to have to check this out.
Actually really funny, because all the episodes are, what, 5-10 minutes long or something, so
thing is based off of an app that became a YouTube channel that became an anime.
Nice!
So if you've ever seen, like, this short, like, it went around Tumblr for a long time with these cats just, like, in the marching band.
It's the little video where they're all, like, marching and playing that super cute song, and they're like,
and the one
if you ever feel sad, just listen to this.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes. And the one instead of playing the cymbals, he's using it as a plate and he's eating spaghetti.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So that's, there's a whole anime of that now.
Oh my god.
It's fantastic.
I need it.
It is so pretty adorable.
I mean, Michi Neko is my favorite sports anime, so.
Perfect.
It's cat ball.
Like, they've had, like, there is a sports, a speed skating manga out called Yudo.
Yudo. You've been, like, talking about that on social media for years now. I think it was you and Xander got super into it at some point.
Yeah, I was able to find, like, the first volume translated.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure there's only, like, 3 volumes out before the author, like, quit or the series end. I'm not really sure what the case was. Because I'm just trying to find the last 2 volumes. Whether I have to, like, buy it from Japan and translate it myself, I don't care. I need it. Because, like, the very last chapter, like, the first 6 chapters were about, like, long track speed skating.
Uh-huh.
And then chapter 7, that's when short track hit. And I'm like, oh my god, here we go. This is my shit. And then nothing. And it hurts me deeply.
Your sister can translate, right?
She doesn't do it herself, but she does, like, she has her own little group of online friends, and she does, with them, they'll do edits and translating and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, they mostly do gay stuff, but I'm sure they'll do speed skating.
They do.
Hey, it could be gay.
Yeah, it could be gay. It is a sports anime.
Yes, exactly.
It's like Yuri on Ice, but faster.
Yes! Yuri on Ice.
Yuri on Ice.
That's what the speed skating anime should be called, and it should be about me. Just putting that out there.
It'll just make you abnormally
Kubo
small.
Sensei, I need you to do something for me.
We'll just make you, like, super small in it, and just Small but furious.
I already am.
Even smaller. we'll take off 5 inches.
Well, and the creator of Yuri on Ice has already created you in anime form.
That's true.
You look like the one girl from
I literally am Sarah Crispino. Yeah, like, I was rewatching it. Oh, specifically, like, Sarah, and how, like, savage she is to her brother. I'm like, she is me.
Every time I see Yuri on Ice, I'm just like, God, it's Siobhan. She's right there.
Yes.
This is purple eye Siobhan. It
fuck. Is. I should just wear my purple contacts more often.
Yeah, absolutely.
And instead of, like, parting my hair on this side, just do it, like, in the middle like she does.
Yeah, like, absolutely. Like, that anime was 100% you as an anime character. And yes. I'm just like, fuck. God. Yeah. So Yuri on Ice, God, that was an anime.
That was a thing.
So this is one that Tyler just won't watch. He just feels like it's just not his thing.
I have literally no interest in it. Like I'm not
is
into
it
ice.
I'm not
into figure skating. Okay. I'm not into the gay.
Okay, I will say.
So no, don't get me wrong. I just there's nothing wrong with it. I'm not a fan.
I personally feel like the fan base blew that.
Oh, absolutely.
100%. Because I know a lot of people that don't like the series or won't get into it because the fan base blew that up. And I'm if you watch it purely for the sports, it's phenomenal and it's accurate.
I will say one thing.
I can see that because I literally don't know anything about it. Yeah. So all I have to go off of is the fandom. And the fandom was just absolutely batshit crazy about that aspect.
I will say one argument like for the gay things, because I had a friend who, he is gay, and he wanted to get into it because he said he didn't like the way that gay people were stereotyped in Yuri on Ice. And,
oh, interesting.
Yeah, he's like, it was too flamboyant, it was too gay. And I had to point something out to him, and I was like, well, you might not notice this because you are gay, but the straight characters are also extremely stereotyped. So it's not just
like
them.
JJ.
Like, yeah, JJ, he's your stereotype, like, self-centered, look at my girl kind of guy.
They should have made him American, honestly.
Oh, honestly. Like, well, he's still pretty polite compared to Americans. Like,
I suppose.
He's self-centered, but he's still really supportive. Like, he was really supportive of Yuri and Victor's engagement. He was super supportive. Like, even though, like, Yurio seems to think that he's, like, kind of being an asshole about being on top, he actually really does encourage other people to do their best.
He does. And I think as far as, like, JJ, and Yurio's like relationship as competitors go, Yurio is the new kid on the senior circuit.
Exactly.
So he's gonna be picked on by everybody. So I don't think it would be a stretch to say that whenever JJ was like the new kid on the circuit, people were probably doing the exact same thing to him.
Definitely, yeah. Like,
gotta
it
get
seems
hazed
like,
in, you know?
Yeah, I was gonna say it seems more like his behavior is more hazing than it is mean, which is
what
I love
JJ. Well.
But also I forget his name, but the guy from the very first circuit that was skating to impress his ex.
Georgie!
Yeah, that's another huge straight stereotype. Mm-hmm. The whole hungover and ex-girlfriend thing. So I'm like, it's not just the gays that are being stereotyped in the show. It's everybody's being stereotyped in the show. And I'm like, I'm not trying to, like, make it about straights or anything like that.
No.
But it's definitely, like, it's a level
like,
playing field.
Like, if you're
going
to call it one way, you have to call it the other
exactly.
way,
exactly. And I'm like, so I think that's the thing I like about it, is, like, it was... Mm-hmm. On the romance side, it did its thing really well. On the sports anime side, it did its things really well.
It did things so well on the
My
sports
one
side.
Issue with the series, I felt like there wasn't enough time to do both things.
I agree.
And
I
think, as somebody who doesn't know anything about figure skating going into it, is like, I learned a lot, but I didn't enjoy the way they taught it to me.
Yeah, and I feel like, because I have been working with athletes and been an athlete for so long, I've been working with U.S. speed skating for, like, 5 years now?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that, yeah. I have a better understanding of what it's like to be on the World Cup circuit and the type of pressure that the athletes go through. Like, even though I have not skated on that level myself, I just know all these people that have, and I see it every winter.
Yeah, so I was like, I feel like if you know a lot about figure skating, or if that's something you're super into, it's really, really easy to get on board of the sports side. For me, I was looking kind of like what Haikyuu did, where I started Haikyuu, and I'm just like, I don't give two shits about volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about volleyball. I mean, I kind of played in high school for, like, church or whatever, but also, I don't know anything. But by the end of the first season, I am just like, these are the rules! These are what the refs do!
Yeah.
These are the positions! I am so into volleyball! I watched
this is what this guy does!
I watched the Summer Olympics, and I was just like, for the first time, I'm like, I'm seeing the Olympics from a new light.
Right?
And it's just like, I'm suddenly so balls deep into volleyball, you know?
Yes.
Just like
I was never, like, super into volleyball myself. Like, yeah, I would play it for fun. And I still kind of do, but it's like, I have that knowledge now.
Yeah,
and I have
exactly.
a greater appreciation for it.
And I'm like, I want to go play volleyball.
Right. Like, another one, another series that I was watching and I put off for a while and I need to go back to watching was Ace of Diamonds. Like,
yes.
I cannot stand watching
baseball. It sounds like a poker title. Like, Ace of Diamonds.
It's a baseball one, I promise. Yeah. But, cannot stand watching baseball, like, on TV. In person, it's fun.
Yeah.
But I still have no idea, like, I kind of know what's going on, but not really. But then after watching, like, the first third of that, I was like, okay, I kind of understand what's happening now. So I just need to go back and just rewatch it all from the beginning.
Once anime has done this thing that I think most nerds haven't been able to do, because you talk to, like, sports fans, and sports fans know everything about the sport. They know the drama. They're just like, so-and-so, he's on his third run, this is his fifth Super Bowl, he needs to get his ring, this, you know, it's like, they're super into the players, like, lives and dramas and history, and, like, us nerds, we're just like, what? Why can? How do you do that? And then we watch sports anime. We're just like, oh my god! Okay, so Hinata, he's just
like suddenly you're invested in them as well.
Exactly. So it's like I feel sports fans now because it's just like, you know what? It takes a pretty, you know, anime husbando character for me to do it, but you know what? I feel you, fam. We got this.
Yeah.
If I could talk about Asahi for an hour, I can understand somebody talking about a sports team for an hour.
Bless that man. Asahi is so good. It's so pure.
We got a real life Asahi here.
Yes.
Tyler is Asahi in real life.
Mm. Good.
Growing my hair out again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Let's
get that volleyball
the best
Jesus
thing
look.
Ever was his first time he did Asahi in public. Mm-hmm. We were at Bonsai.
Yeah.
This was great.
These girls were talking to us, and this girl's dressed as Nishinoya, and like me and my friend. So me and my friend are like talking to her, and then Tyler like chimes in and he just says something, and the girl just like jumps back
like,
and she's like
jaw drops.
She's like, oh my god, you're actually a dude.
which I guess goes to say something about the fan base that tends to follow sports anime,
which is hilarious because Haikyuu is a full blown shonen. It's in Shonen Jump.
It's
a shonen series. Shonens typically aim towards guys, but.
Yeah.
Sports anime seem to be the exception.
Yeah, like, I've been seeing more girls get into shonen because of sports anime. Like, I've been a huge shonen fan for
me too.
Ever.
Yu Yu Hakusho for life.
Being Reborn just, But
sports anime has absolutely opened up the door for the female fan base to flood in. And
yeah.
I think a lot of that is mostly because of Free, to be honest.
I don't disagree with that.
Because you saw Prince of Tennis
was... I feel like
was...
that was the first really, really... big sports anime, at least as far as, like, getting the female crowd interested in sports anime and just shonen in general.
I went back and checked out some of Prince of Tennis because I read it a long time ago, like, way back in high school, way before the sports anime craze.
Yeah, my best friend was super into Prince of Tennis. I never got into it, though.
It's actually, like, its writing style is very, very similar to Haikyuu, where it takes the approach of a character who's really striving, and you learn the game through watching that character as opposed to, like... You know, Yuri on Ice, where they have to cut away from the show to give you, like, here's the basics you need to know for this competition, idiot. Where Haikyuu is just, like, you learn the rules as you watch the anime. Mm-hmm. Like, the very first
match... they also gave time for that, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, the author's not pointing out, like, this is a rule. Mm-hmm. This is a thing. This is a play. This
has to cut away. And, oh, by the way, this is a thing.
Yeah, and
it's,
I think that
it's
was...
just something you pick up.
That was my biggest issue with Yuri on Ice, is, like, there's no way to really do a figure skating anime without doing that cutaway. Like, here's a whiteboard, and we're gonna draw what exactly you need to be paying
and
attention to.
And I believe part of it had to do with the timing of the show, at least as far as the creators were concerned, because I think it was Yamamoto who was saying that this was supposed to be like her last work and she was just gonna, you know, whatever with it, see where it goes, and then it just happened to be this big thing which she wasn't expecting,
and I gotta admit, like, I can't honestly think of any other way to teach an audience figure skating that doesn't know anything about it. Like, I just don't think it's even possible. Free did a really clever thing with theirs, where it's like they didn't have time to really explain swimming, so they introduced Ray, who didn't know how to swim,
who
just joined the team because he was coerced into it, so they had to teach him swimming 101. He's so, like, he knows how to run, he doesn't know how to swim.
Was his first competition like that scene from Golden Boy?
You don't even understand, because Ray is actually the personification of that. He would jump into the pool and he would sink to the bottom. He'd go up, he's like, how'd I do? Jesus
Christ, Ray. Adjust the glasses. No, that was kind of like me whenever I first started speed skating, because I was a competitive runner before I even skated. Mm-hmm. Like, before I had moved out here, no skating background whatsoever.
Yeah.
Like, I took a couple of figure skating lessons before, like, literally the month before I moved out here, mm-hmm. just so I at least knew something, but oh my god, figure skates are so different than speed skates! In so many ways! Like, that wasn't even worth doing, honestly! Should have started in a square one out here! But yeah, I was a competitive runner, like, in high school, did cross country and track, mm-hmm. and was like, oh yeah, I've been working out my legs my entire life, I should be able to pick this up, no problem, right? No! I was wrong!
So we actually could have a speed skating anime just about you.
Yes!
Yeah, you would be like the Ray of speed skating.
I would! Low-key still kind of feel like that, like, ugh. Like, I understand that everyone's their own worst critic, but I'm still like, why can't I do this thing? Now,
yeah.
Given, like, most skaters that I know have been skating since they were, like, 6 years old.
Yeah.
And here I come, like, 20. Yeah, let's do this thing!
Well, I just need to see you and Xander race, because, yes! Like, one, it's like, I see you as being, like, the more muscle-bound one, but he's got legs that are, like, the length of you.
Well, we were actually chatting about it during the Olympics because he does want to get into speed skating again.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to do long track, which is where, mm-hmm. well, you generally just see, like, short people doing short track and then really mm-hmm. tall people doing long track.
Yeah.
And, like, I have skated long track, like, all of 3 times since living out here. Those corners are unnecessarily large. I don't understand how to skate long track corners. They don't make sense.
You're just like, this corner is bigger than me. I don't like it.
It is.
And Xander's just like, what? It's like not even my height.
It's like 3 steps.
Xander right? is absolutely, like, he is lanky and long. And mm-hmm. We got to get him on for an episode yes. at some point. Cause...
Xander, come back to speed skating. No, granted, like, our season, well... Right now, the short track team is up in Montreal finishing up world championships.
Uh-huh.
Actually ended a couple hours ago, so their season's nice. Done. And then for me, I'm going out to New York next week for age group nationals. Now, I won't be mm-hmm. racing in this one. I'm going with my shop because we're like one of the few speed skating companies in the U.S. But then after that, season's over, we get all of April off, and then back to training in May. Because that's just the speed skating season. We essentially go year-round, and April is it for us having any off time.
See, and I think that's kind of the sort of thing I was hoping to see from, like, stuff like Dury on Ice, where...
Right?
I was hoping we would really get into the drama of, like, what yeah. it takes to just do it. Like, this isn't a hobby.
Like,
this is a year-round thing.
Fairly good job, at least as far as a montage goes. But again, if mm-hmm. you don't understand, like, how winter sports work, how ice sports work, you're not really going to fully get it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like that's a thing that Haikyuu does really, really mm-hmm. well, because...
Yeah,
because
they had an entire arc, like, dedicated to summer training.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which was amazing.
This is the summer transformation, which is just...
Yes.
And, like, even, after, you know, before they go to nationals, this isn't even in the anime yet, but just reading through the manga, just the amount of work they put into what they're going to have to be doing before they go to nationals, it's just, like,
oh, yeah.
they are ballsy at the walls, like, into this, and, like, Asahi goes through a huge transformation during Ooh. That arc as well. Like, I don't want to spoil the manga for you if you haven't read it.
I haven't. I'm
but,
just caught
God,
up in the anime.
He just, the very first round of nationals, like, because mm-hmm. they get, like, real announcers, which is
Ooh.
Super cool. They get, like, announcers with mics and everything, like, announcing what they're doing, and they're just all over Asahi. They're just like, man, the ace on Karasudo, he's just a fucking beast. Like, he is just, like, fucking, like, hitting balls so hard that he could break people's arms.
Nice!
And I'm just like, Asahi! Yes! Asahi, you have... See, we need to watch Haikyuu together, because, like, I got Tyler to watch all 3 seasons. Like, it was about the 5th time I'd seen it, but I was just making him watch it, and there were just moments where I just, like, had to cling on to him. I was like, you don't understand!
I don't, clearly.
Like, the part with Daichi, and Asahi would, like, Daichi grabs his shoulder, he's like, win this one, you know, because it's like, it might be their last match. I'm just like...
Right in the feels.
This is the bromance. Like, Jesus Christ. Christ, I love... I can't get into the ships at Haikyuu, because I'm just like, that's can't...
how I am, just in like, general. Like not to knock shipping or anything, you know?
No, absolutely not.
But like, I'm just not super into it.
Yeah,
I can
exactly.
appreciate the aesthetic of it.
Oh, absolutely.
It's kind of awkward, because... Well, what just happened?
So it's not going to be uncut, unfortunately.
Damn, I was hoping for raw and uncensored, because I am raw.
Maybe next time.
Yeah, we'll definitely have you on the show more than once.
Hell yes!
We're absolutely...
I am down to talk about all the things all the time.
We're absolutely doing a JoJo's episode at some point. Yes. Yeah, share this podcast with your friends.
Friends and maybe family?
Yeah, friends.
Depends on how spicy your family feels. Sorry, Mom, not sharing this with you, and if you find it, I am sorry.
Yeah, so friends of Siobhan, who Woo! Are super JoJo and are living in the local area, just
yes.
Check us out on Crackbrain and let... I guess
it's also running on Google Play and iTunes and Stitcher, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you hit us up on Facebook, talk to Stefan. Stefan will just forward everything to me, because I'm not allowed to use the Crackbrain Messenger anymore.
Aww.
Wait, you're not?
What happened there? Sounds like there's a spicy story. Continue.
Apparently I made a joke that was misconstrued. I'm not going to get too into it. But,
okay.
Yeah, hit up Stefan, and then Stefan will forward everything to me, and we will get a JoJo's group together.
Yes.
Because we'll meet up at like a diner or something, or a cafe, just somewhere where they're not going to get mad at us for screaming, and we will pose the night away.
Now I want to go somewhere that would be highly offensive, and then we can just do that.
Just, what are those idiots doing? They keep saying the word JoJo? I don't know what that means.
Well,
is it drugs?
Do we cosplay to this thing? Important question that needs to be answered.
Somewhere offensive. I would suggest Hooters, but you know, now they're out of business. Or
yeah.
At least the Yar location. Local.
Damn.
Yeah, absolutely. I could bring my Caesar. I never really made the whole costume, but I made the jacket and the headband and the wig, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I obviously have cars, and I've been redoing his wig because that got trashed at Banzai.
Yeah. Really. Oh, the worst part is I have the studs in the back of my Caesar jacket, and I was doing gender bend, so I had the long hair.
Yeah. Oh,
so I went to go take the wig off, and the wig is attached to the coat.
Oh.
Like, oh
yeah, I've been working on, like, straightening out my car's wig and just recurling that. Oh my god, that's taking forever because it's such a thick, nice wig.
Yeah.
And it got so tangled at Banzai. But I have Daya done. I finished that in January.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't, like, worn it to any convention or photo shoot yet, but that's done. And
nice.
Like I was telling you earlier, I'm currently working on a Sui.
What?
Gonna have that for Anime Expo. It's gonna be great.
Anime
Such
Expo
a good
may
boy.
Thing. If this podcast becomes popular enough, we may hit the Expo circuit.
Okay.
I
would love to.
We're That'd doing RTX amazing. This
am,
year, so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Sounds,
so.
Nice. I'm excited for that. That's going to be a lot of fun.
So, yeah, now that
maybe
we...
Maybe do, like, a, maybe a YouTube video or, like, a live blog or something.
Yeah.
NAX. Are you guys going?
We're not doing
not
AX this year.
Okay.
No. Because
okay.
we're broke and we have to make sacrifices
yeah.
cause to go to Texas.
Yeah. Well, I mean, AX is, like, the first con that I'm hitting up this year myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was originally planning on going to Colossal, but I may be going to the Philippines to visit family and whatnot, so... Mm,
that would be awesome.
Something's happening!
I'd like to do a Japan trip at some point.
Yes.
I want to do, like, a tour of Japan for ramen, sort
oh,
of thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a friend...
There is not enough time in the world.
Right. Well, I mean,
Make
just...
time!
There's a guide that's, like, all the places you have to eat ramen in Japan.
Okay.
And you could totally hit it up within a week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so there's, like...
That'll be our trip in Japan. 1 week of nothing but ramen.
Yeah.
Ramen for breakfast, ramen for lunch, ramen for dinner.
Hey,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, why not? Especially if you get different kinds of ramen. It's just different meals.
Exactly.
They just all have noodles in
get
it.
Get dessert ramen. I wonder
makes,
if
makes
dessert
me wonder,
ramen is
like,
a thing.
I'm pretty sure it is.
I was going to say, do they have different kinds of ramens? Like, can you get a breakfast ramen as opposed to dinner ramen?
No, there absolutely is breakfast ramen.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's a very real thing.
I'd be all over that.
Yeah, because, like, I am planning to go out to Japan in 2020, so I can, like, part of it's so I can catch the Olympics, and part of it's because I have a friend up in Aoyama, and she's like, okay, you have to go to this festival that happens, like, the first week of August.
I am high-key hoping that during the Summer Olympics, we hear during the volleyball match, let go, Datako!
Please, no. I mean, they already have, like, their anime, like, mascots or whatever.
Right?
For those games, so I'd be shocked if they didn't integrate sports anime in some sort of way.
You just gotta know there's just gonna be, like, the, you know, group of weebs that just go there just to do that.
Right? No, like watch it just be, like, a giant meme, and, like, Japan just played all of us, and it's all sports anime.
It absolutely...
Honestly, I wouldn't be upset.
It absolutely could be. I mean, the Winter Olympics this year, the U.S. did the
Japanese team played Yuri on Ice for their actual program. Blew my mind.
I mean, the U.S. did Captain America and Captain Marvel outfits for the Winter Olympics. Why can't Japan do sports anime like Haikyuu uniforms for...
Right?
Like, that would be amazing. Japan, get on that shit. I don't think you're listening to us, Japan, but do it anyway. Yes. Feel the sense of...
Do the thing. Sending vibes your way.
Sending the Haikyuu vibes. So, we were watching a video earlier, like, when my friend shared on Facebook. It was just, like, this cat, like, looking out the window, and this raven's, like, trying to attack it through the window, and I'm just like, God damn, the season 4 of Haikyuu looks intense.
God damn it. I love shit like that. Right? See, we have, like, our Haikyuu that explains, like, how the game is played, and you go through it, and you actually see it, and then there's Kuroko no Basket.
Yeah. Fucking intense.
Anybody who knows slightly anything about basketball knows that that's not basketball.
I could not get into that series. I remember Banzai, we had a turf war. It was, like, volleyball players versus basketball players, because we were in
Where was I during this?
I think you were with us. We were in the courtyard, like, just kind of passing the volleyball around.
That was two years ago.
Yeah, and the Kuroko no Basket cosplayers come up, and they're just like, we can't go into the courtyard, because the volleyball players are taking it up. We're just like, what? What you got? You come find this
step
absolute
up.
Turf war.
Yeah. I'd be down.
I saw this video on Tumblr, like, years ago. It was just kind of this, like, volleyball group in Japan, and they were, like, clearly coming out of volleyball club, and, like, the basketball players are, like, outside playing. They just, like, kind of, like, you know, get off our turf kind of thing. And so the volleyball players start playing basketball with them, but they're using volleyball, like,
oh my god.
Oh, I tactics. Think I've seen that video.
So, like, they go to, like, make a basket, and, like, three of the guys just jump up, like, they're walking. And then the guy just, like, bunts it into the basket, volleyball style.
That's amazing!
Like, the guy, like, instead of, like, passing it, he just dribbles it, and then he sets it over to the other person who dunks it. And I'm like, this is the greatest video ever made.
I want to see, like, a Haikyuu Kuroko no Basket crossover of exactly that. I'd be more than happy to orchestrate this.
Absolutely.
I just wouldn't know who to be, because I love both series.
Oh, I feel like you have to be Nishinoya, like...
But I love Akashi so much.
That's fair. You are, like, the Nishinoya in my life, though.
I'm so glad. I need to, like, actually practice Rolling Thunder so I can actually do it. Enough hair clips in my wig.
We'll get Tyler to be Asahi again. We'll finally have the Asanoya aesthetic.
Yes. Well, Elo and Riley and I kind of discussing doing the Haikyuu event.
Absolutely. Like,
I'd be surprised if we didn't. Like, Riley put it up on their Instagram.
I haven't talked to Elo in forever, though.
Right?
Like, yes. Like, kind of weird falling out again. Not going to get into it on podcast, but yeah.
Yeah.
We're cool hanging out with her again, though. Like, we love her.
Yes.
So, yeah. We haven't got no bad blood.
We haven't full-on discussed it yet, but we've, like, mentioned it a little bit on Instagram because Riley has been posting all those amazing pictures from last year, so we're like, okay, guys, we gotta do the thing.
I need a cosplay cat mom.
Yes.
Because the one thing that makes me nervous, I don't like white costumes, but, you know, I'm doing enough white costumes anyway. I might as well just cave in.
What's one more?
What's one? I could even just do the tracksuit, if nothing else, because the tracksuit's red.
I want to fix up my wig and do my precious son, Goshiki, again. He's such a good boy.
He is a good boy.
Such a good boy.
But I'm like, I need a cat cosplay, because I love the cats, Nekoma.
And then, like, afterwards, all the Nekoma cosplayers can go down to the cat cafe that's, like, literally on the street.
Yes! Oh, we...
And then all the, totally blanking out on the team right now.
Fukuro Odani.
Fukuro Odani, yes. Yes! They can go to the aviary that's
absolutely
there.
Oh, I need to be Bokuto. So, there was a Haikyuu swimsuit photo shoot at Banzai last year.
I saw that!
And I was...
I didn't think I was going to go to Banzai, so I ended up, like, not participating, and then, like, last minute...
I couldn't get a wig, because I was like... I had a swimsuit perfect for Femme Bokuto.
Yes.
But I'm like, the wig that I wanted from Arda, I'm just like, there's no way I'm going to be able to afford it and everything I need for Banzai. Mm-hmm. And so everybody's like, oh, we could lend you a wig. And I'm like, it's Bokuto.
It's not the same.
Yeah. Well, it's not even that. Like, if somebody genuinely had a really good Femme Bokuto wig, I would have been like, yeah, I'll totally borrow it. But yeah. I'm like, it's not an easy wig to come by.
It's not.
Bokuto is my world.
He is such a good boy.
I high key hope that Fukuro Odani actually wins nationals for Bokuto, because they have the most third years and they're all great. And
yeah.
I'm just like, the you know, Kara Suno's goal isn't to win nationals. Their goal was to get to nationals and see how far they could go. And then Nekoma's goals isn't to win nationals either. It's just to do the Battle of the Junkyard. And I'm like,
yes.
If we get the Battle of the Junkyard, I could root for either one of them. I'd be happy.
It's likely
going to be Kara Suno because, you know, main character.
Because plot point.
Yeah, exactly.
The series could end right at the end of the Battle of the Junkyard, and you'd be happy.
Oh, no, because I need to see Fukuro Odani win.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, like... Like, if the last match was Nekoma versus Fukuro Odani, or Kara Suno versus Fukuro Odani, and Fukuro Odani wins, that would be the ultimate end of the series for me. I'd be like, yes, my owl boy, he's gonna be in the Olympics! He's gonna go on to do big things. And I know everybody's, like, super, like, you know, butthurt over Seijo, but I'm like, you know, Seijo did what they needed to do. Seijo met their goals.
But I wanted more Iwaizumi.
I agree. If I did have a
actual
ship...
Actual Bara husband.
If I did have a ship from Haikyuu, it would absolutely be Oikawa and Iwaizumi. Just because... It's not healthy, but I like it anyway.
I just love Iwaizumi so much. Okay, one thing that I low-key can't stand about the anime is they took out all the Bara!
Yeah, absolutely.
That upsets me so much. Like, I understand...
They did that with Bokuto, too.
Yeah, right?
Bokuto.
Like, I understand the aesthetic of the Bishonen characters and all that, but I want my Baras.
Yeah, I know. Bokuto's thighs are supposed to be, like, thicker than Hinata, and they're not there.
And Daichi's thighs are also supposed to be, like, massive as well.
Absolutely.
Daichi.
Thick.
Extra thick.
Thick dad. Thick burp. I'm just seeing, like, this, like, raven just, like, lifting weights.
Yes. No, I want to get, like, up, like, my upper body good enough to do Iwaizumi justice.
Absolutely.
Whenever I cosplay him one day.
Because it has to happen. Iwa is amazing.
He is.
Yeah. He's...
He is. Not to knock on cosplayers that aren't Bara that cosplay him, because I love you guys!
I just think that...
Iwaizumi is amazing, we need more of him, but
I just
want
think back
a Bara man.
I just think back to Tifa's makeup when she did Iwaizumi,
yes!
And she just, like, cursed cosplay, because her white uniform was not white by the end of it.
No,
just, like,
I remember that.
Spray tan everywhere, and she's just like, I'm never doing this again. She burned those shorts.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I wish I could have been there. Like, chanting a sacrifice to the volleyball gods.
Although it wasn't spray tan, wasn't it? Was it? Wasn't
no,
it,
like, it was
like, wasn't
actual,
it like two bottles of foundation?
Yeah,
because
yeah,
I remember
yeah.
one Banzai, I was there and she was putting, like, the makeup on, and oh my god, that was a lot of makeup, like, everywhere!
Yeah, no, it was like that... I'm glad they actually took the time to clean the hotel bathroom, because it was a disaster. Like, I'm like, please don't make the staff do that, that's, we don't want a bad reputation with this hotel! We like this hotel!
So far they like us.
Yeah.
We want to stay in good standings.
Yes.
We don't need another issue with the Sheraton where somebody with blue body paint sat on one of the hotel chairs.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's actually why Banzai is not hosted there anymore.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it became a meme, too.
That's amazing.
I saw a meme of it, like, on Twitter, where it's, like, they showed, like, the girl sitting in the chair and then, like, the blue chair afterwards. And I was like, that was Banzai. that was here, that was Archon.
So remember, kids, seal all your body paint.
Oh, yeah, and if you're not sure, just don't sit anywhere. Don't lean on anything, don't touch anything.
Whenever I cosplayed Knee Socks a couple years ago at Anime Expo, like, I had used a theater-grade body makeup.
Yeah.
That shit did not come off. Like, it literally took me 3 days and 7 showers to get it 100% off, and I made the vital mistake of doing this on day one.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You're a really, really red ace the next day.
What did I do? Tatsumaki.
That's it.
From One Punch Man. Red and green. It was like Christmas. But no, like, and it was an alcohol-based makeup, which is why it took so long, because it used, like, 99% alcohol rubbing alcohol. Like, I tried, like, just as a makeup test before I went to the convention, using, you know, the 97% stuff that you can just, like, pick up at Smith's or wherever.
Yeah.
No, that shit didn't work at all. Like, I would rub it onto the palette, nothing. So it's like, fine. Bought some of the 99% stuff on Amazon. I'm like, oh, this actually works.
You're just dumping alcohol and you're like, burns, but it's working.
Right? That's how it felt like afterwards. Where I had to wash all of that off. Went through that entire bottle. And it wasn't a small bottle. It was like a liter at least. Went through all of it just to get it off.
Oh, God.
Like,
see, this is why we do cosplays.
Not doing that again.
That's why we do sports cosplays. Yes. Because, you know, sports cosplays, it's like you buy the uniform off eBay if you don't know how to sew sports uniforms.
Well, it's just, I mean, considering that the quality of most they're of so those good. Uniforms, I mean, and, they're, yeah. and considering how cheap they are, you I know, mean, I usually do buy the sports uniforms.
Absolute kudos to anybody who makes them. Like, somebody, Fnatic, who had, they bought the uniform, but then they made the jacket.
Oh, wow.
And I was just like, I'm so proud of you for making that jacket. Like, they just used, like, white marker for the wording, but they sewed the actual jacket itself.
That's awesome.
And I'm like, that's awesome, because, like, nobody does that.
No.
You know? And she's like, I wish it was embroidered, I wish it was this, it's not as good as the ones you could buy. And I'm like, who cares? Like,
yeah, I mean, you made that shit, like, that's which is, yours. Like, something nobody does.
Yeah, and I'm like...
Not very many.
I know one cosplayer who did Asahi who sewed the entire costume from scratch, and then he also did his Nishinoya's as well.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and he did like this whole like, you know, mini cosplay contest on his Facebook page, and he's like, if you cosplay,
I think I vaguely remember that.
Yeah, he was like deemed like the real world Asahi.
Nice.
Yeah, he's pretty amazing. I actually joined his cosplay contest, and I got pretty good. He did do like a little bonus, like if you cosplay Haikyuu and you made your uniform, I'll give you immediately 10 extra bonus points for that.
That's awesome.
And I'm like, I didn't make my uniform, so I'm not gonna do that one.
Yeah.
So I did like my Nora from Ruby, because I'm just like, I made this one, I made everything from it, so
yeah like I do make most of my cosplays, but like the sports, overall, sports ones, I
you
mean
just don't have to.
Yeah, I mean considering how popular sports anime is now, that I mean, they get mass-produced, and the quality is actually pretty good. Like, I have worn some of those jerseys and whatnot to practice.
Oh, I wear them everywhere. We did the Airsoft place up at Orem, the Lowe's Airsoft, and where you just jump around, like, the ninja warrior shit.
Air sports. Air Airsoft.
Yeah, thank you, Air Sports.
Air Sports is you jump on trampoline. Airsoft is you shoot each other with pellets.
Jumping on a trampoline while shooting each other with pellets.
Dude.
I'd be down.
This is a new sport. Like, we need to do this.
Yeah, it'll be like Anohara X Machine Gun.
That's the true American Ninja Warrior, shooting each other on trampolines.
Yeah.
That's right.
But like, that show, or that anime manga, but with, like, trampolines. I hope that series gets a second season, because where they left off with the first season, it's like, oh, there's so much more that obviously has to be happening.
There's absolutely a sports anime in my queue that I need to start. I was actually planning on starting it before this episode, so I have something to talk about, and then didn't, because my life's falling apart. But it's called Baby Steps, and it is
I've not heard of that one.
Yeah, it's a tennis anime, and it's actually been compared to, like, Haikyuu.
Oh, wow.
But it's super niche. Like, it's one of those, like, nobody's seen it, but...
I haven't even heard of it, so...
Yeah, and it's like...
Yeah, and I usually keep up with, like, what the seasonal anime are. Yeah. Whether I watch them or not,
I don't even know when it came out. I heard about it through, like, a niche YouTube channel that was just like, here's a random anime that most of you probably have never heard of, and it's fairly recent. I think the reason it's not as well known is because the art style is not as great.
Oh, okay.
Like, it kind of feels like, you know, a little bit early 90s kind of art style.
Okay. As baby animations too.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's the reason a lot of people hadn't heard about it. But from my understanding, like, the storyline and everything is just super, like, this is really comparable to Haikyuu.
Wow.
Like,
yeah.
Maybe not
out.
As intense, but it's good structure. So I can't say too much because, again, I was planning on watching it and then I didn't.
Yeah.
But I'm taking... I usually, the YouTube channel, I won't mention because we're not sponsored. I trust them as a source for good anime. And okay. It was actually on a Yuri on Ice video because he was talking about, like, what he loved about Yuri on Ice and then what it could have done better. And basically the same thing we said. Just it didn't have enough time to do everything it wanted to do. It wanted to be a love anime and it wanted to be a sports anime. And it did both those things.
It didn't have time to be both.
Yeah, exactly. Like, even things like introducing JJ's backstory.
Yeah.
Which was, like, it was fantastic because it's, like, showing that he is susceptible to peer pressure and that his relationship with his fiancé is actually a really genuinely healthy relationship and not just some fangirl who wanted to marry him.
Yeah.
Going through all that was really important.
I'm so glad that it's not that, because I see that, like, one of my friends ended up meddling at the Olympics just a few weeks ago, and, like, seeing his Instagram, like, blow up with, like, fangirls and whatnot has been like, this is weird to watch as a friend, because a lot of them are like, burn your passport, stay in Korea, and I'm like, no, stop that, that's a bad decision, he loves his sport and wants to continue doing it.
Continue doing it for a different country.
There you go. Now
I don't see him doing that.
Now he just needs to write his own music and join a rock band, and he'll be JJ.
Like, his personality matches up with JJ pretty well, but he doesn't have the charisma to do that. But if I can get that boy out of his shell.
This is JJ style. I love that there actually was, like, a... cosplayer who was, like, a Canadian figure skater who did, like, the JJ cosplay.
I saw that!
His whole Twitter is, like, basically he just tried to replicate, like, JJ's Twitter, and I'm like, that is...
Like, God bless you.
JJ is the most underappreciated character.
I agree. There are so many people that just hate on him because of his personality, and I'm like, no, you have to understand the character and why he does what he does.
He's just hazing. He's not a dick. Like, he's actually, a lot of people, like, talk about how he was, like, trying to make, you know, Yuri and Victor's relationship about himself, and I'm like, I don't see it that way.
See it that way at all.
I see it more as just, like, you're engaged, we're engaged, double wedding kind of thing. Like, he was supportive. He was excited. He's kind of a self-centered person. That's how he expresses his himself. He tries to project himself onto other people's situations so that way he can congratulate them. And it's not his fault he's dumb. Like,
very nice way to describe that.
I think the biggest character transformation was Chris.
Yes, I feel like he was the most redeemed character, because, like, when I first saw Chris, I was like, I don't like this man, he's creepy, and then you found out, like, why he is the way he is, and you finally get, like, the whole background story of what happened, and you're like, oh, this all makes sense now, because Chris remembers this, of course he's going to act like this.
Of course he's going to fondle his ass on the ice. It was way too many ass on ice there.
Yeah. Oh, the way they animated his ass in his first routine made me uncomfortable. Like, also, I love good booty.
Yeah, right?
Like, there is so much aesthetic in good booty. That was actually too much booty.
That was way too much booty.
I didn't think there would ever be such thing as too much booty, but that was too much booty.
The fact that you can see the moment where he, like, you know, came... was like, I was just like, I was not prepared for this.
I'm saying this one comic that I saw, like, it's JJ bending down to, like, kiss the ice or lick it or something, and then, like, one of the girls that's going by to, like, pick up the flowers is like, oh, you probably don't want to do that, and he's like, why not? Because, you know, he's being himself, and his reflection is, like, right there in the ice, and she goes, Chris skated before you, and then there's, like, a shock in his face, like, oh my god! There's just a shock and horror.
Chris loves the ice in ways that people shouldn't love ice.
Yeah.
He is, much like how Haru and Free is in love with water, Chris is in love with ice.
But I think Chris loves it a little differently. A little bit more. I wouldn't say a little bit more intensely, though kind of.
Yeah. He loves it like the one guy loves his sister.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mickey, you need to back off!
You need to find a girl who does not share your genes.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish there was more content on the girls, though.
Yeah.
Because I want to see myself in anime more, obviously.
I loved the one Russian girl, too.
Mila?
Yeah. Oh, she's... She could step on me.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Right? Just not with the skates, please.
Only with the skates.
You can have a little cover thing on the skates. Yes, it'll be fine.
Just put the guards on or soakers. Either works.
Yeah, it'll be fine. We'll survive. I'll live. It's just a flesh wound. My organs are just falling out.
Now I'm thinking about my friends that have sliced their hands open in speed skating this season. I'm just like, And they were wearing cut-resistant gloves.
That's okay. You don't need hands for speed skating, right?
No, I mean, it's just pivoting, so you don't technically know your hand now. I mean, it just helps a little with balance in the corners, but other than that, you don't need your arms.
It's a handicap. Fine. You can learn to do it without it.
See?
Yeah. You always see us with, our arms behind our back all the time anyway. It's fine.
You could be an armless speed skater.
It's almost like the Naruto run. It's the Naruto skate. You got your arms behind your back.
Yes!
This year has introduced a new run. It's no longer just the Naruto run. It is also the Devilman run.
I need to watch that.
Oh, absolutely.
You would love so many friends that are like doing cost tests of it and whatnot. I'm like, okay, this looks cool. I need to sit my ass down and watch it.
It's absolutely your jam, especially because you're super into running.
Yes!
I loved that they added the running aspect to it, because that's not from the original series or the original manga. The running is completely unique to the Crybaby adaptation, which is... It does it so well. It really adds a whole lot to it.
Yeah.
I can see you being super in love with Miki, because everybody is, because she's flawless.
Right.
Also, the other Miki, they call her Miko, because they're both named Miki. And Miko is probably my favorite, to be honest. She kind of goes crazy bitch about halfway through, but then she gets redeemed, and she's just awesome. I relate.
All about those redemption arcs.
Yeah, I maybe not the donkey noises that she makes.
Oh, my.
Yeah. No,
Woo, okay.
Yeah, so that is...
I'm glad I was warned.
Yeah, I was spoiled with that. Somebody showed a clip of that whole scene to me, and I was just like... I thought that they added the donkey noises in. I was just like, man, why did somebody take this anime clip of this girl masturbating and add donkey noises?
Oh,
I don't get it. And then I watched the anime, but
real.
Yeah, she's actually making the donkey noises in the anime.
See, that's making me think of
it. It helps her get off, okay? Don't judge her.
God damn it. That's making me think of whenever I first was introduced to JoJo, was one of my friends in the Philippines, and she showed me the scene with Kakyoin and the cherry, and so I was just like, no, I am not watching this. Absolutely not. I still can't stand that scene to this day.
The best part is because you know that that's the fake version of Kakyoin, and then later in the episode,
he actually does it! Right? And so whenever I finally got into JoJo last year, just bracing myself whenever that episode hit, and then it hit, and I saw it, and I was like, okay.
I'd seen the clip first, and then when I saw the episode, it was the fake. I was like, oh, thank God, it's not actually Kakyoin, because the end of the episode, I'm like, it's actually Kakyoin!
It is! Why? But yeah, I held off JoJo for the longest time because of that. I understand a lot of people get into it because of that scene. No, it was the exact opposite. Absolutely not. And now, Kakyoin's one of my favorite characters, and I'm still
he's so precious.
He's a good boy.
He's so precious. Yeah.
He's a good boy.
Kakyoin's another one I would absolutely cosplay as.
Oh, if I was going to Colossal, I was going to do, a swimsuit version of Kakyoin.
Oh.
One of my friends was going to do, swimsuit Jotaro.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But we are looking at doing another... We're thinking about doing Colossal Con East instead. Uh-huh. We'll do it at a swimsuit con eventually. I mean, I already bought the wig that I just need to style for Kak, but...
I need to get in shape, and then I could do Colossal.
I can help with that.
You and Stefan, just get me in shape.
Yes, please, both of you. Yeah.
I can have Stefan help both you and me with, all the upper body workouts, and I can help with all the lower body workouts.
Nice. Yeah, I need to get back into DDR, because that's my sport. I used to do DDR once a weekend. When
so bad at DDR.
I am fantastic at it. I used to play
absolutely
once.
Absolutely terrible.
I would play
you
once
and
a
me
week.
Both. So it's left. Missed. Dang. Left. Missed. Son of a.
The last time I played it, I think it was at Bonsai, not last year, but the year prior.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had 12 beers in me, and already acknowledged everybody else that even sober I can't play DDR, so now that I'm inebriated, hey, might as well give it a shot, because I know I can't be any better.
No, because...
It was awful! Because I spent the entire time, stomping around and screaming.
Because, you see, that's the thing about being drunk, is you automatically start to assume that you can do these things that you couldn't before.
Oh no, I'm the opposite!
Every drunk person instantly thinks they can dance. Every drunk guy in a bar instantly thinks he knows martial arts.
See, I'm the opposite, because, like, sober, I used to take martial arts, so sober I can do martial arts if I remember that stuff, because it's been years.
Oh, same.
Drunk? No way!
Yeah.
Absolutely not. I understand my limits. Same thing with dancing. Dancing, I can dance sober, no problem. Drunk? No, not really.
I can't even not imagine trying to play DDR drunk. I think I would, like, lose my mind. I used to play once a weekend, every weekend, for, like, an entire year when I was 19.
Wow.
And me and my friend, we both got super good at it, and that was when I was in the best shape of my life.
Nice.
And then I went to college, and it all went to shit. So, I was like, I am on the ramen diet, and there's no DDR machines anywhere near me. So.
Aww.
I did meet the Beat Gamers, who were pretty awesome. They run the Sandycade, and they have several DDR machines there, so I got back into it for a while.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that run the game room at Bonsai, so.
Awesome!
Yeah, so I'll have to get in touch with them. I'm like, guys, I need to school.
Like, whenever I was a kid, my dad really didn't let my brother and I get into gaming, like, at all.
Mm-hmm.
But he still bought a PlayStation 2 anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, didn't get to play it much, but he did wind up getting DDR.
Uh-huh.
The person who played it the most in my house was actually my mother.
Yeah?
That's the funniest thing, because my mom is not, she's not really, she's not sports, she's not active at all, but man, she loves DDR. But, I mean, Filipinos just love to dance, so it was like right up her alley.
See, maybe I'm Asian. Just kidding, I'm not. I wish. No, I like being white sometimes, but...
it has its advantages. Try
it. Yeah, it must be nice.
It is. Let me tell you about this.
But no. Stereotypes about Filipinos loving to dance and loving to sing and loving to party, 100% true.
Yeah, absolutely, I bet.
100% true. Like, my grandfather, he was recently diagnosed with prostate cancer, and he's, like, turning 96 in a couple of months, which is why I'm going out to the Philippines in the first place, to go visit my family.
Yeah.
He is more upset about the fact that his doctors won't let him go out and party than he has cancer. Like, according to my aunts and uncles, the doctors placed my grandfather under house arrest and have nurses watching him so he doesn't just pull his tubes out to, like, sneak out of the hospital to go party.
Oh,
that's what he wants to do.
Your grandfather's an anime character.
Yeah,
I mean. I need a video game-style sports anime, because video games have become very much a sport.
They have.
Like, there's an entire league.
Are they gonna do an esports anime?
There needs to be something.
I'm actually,
like,
surprised there isn't one.
Yeah.
Considering how many just straight-up, like, gaming type of anime there already exists. I'm surprised
we get so many,
well,
like,
you
in
see,
another world.
Because all of the gaming type is like, oh, well, now I'm in this game, or some stupid shit like that. So all of a sudden it'll be like all of these competitive players just be like, oh shit, I'm in Overwatch. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, well, we kind of got a good glimpse of what a good, like, actual people who play video games anime would be with MMO Junkie. Where it was just about real people who just enjoy playing video games. Now we just need that on a competitive level.
Yeah.
And we got it. We got our esports anime. And
yeah.
Absolutely. That'd be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, like, I myself am not really into gaming, because solely I don't have time for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I can appreciate it.
Yeah. I mean, there could even be, like, a slice of life that just features, like, somebody who just does Let's Plays.
Yeah.
And it could actually work. Like, 12 episodes might be kind of weird for it, but...
Maybe if they do, like, a short series where each episode is, like, 10-15 minutes.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
Because I've noticed that length is getting popular for shows.
Yeah, that's becoming much more prevalent
in
the anime world lately.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially for experimental stuff that they're just not sure if it's even going to work.
That's how I feel about Pop Team Epic right now. Like, it took me a little bit to get into that, but
I can
watch them back-to-back, because before, like... Like, whenever it first started airing, I was like, okay, I'm gonna need a break. I cannot watch episode 2 right now.
That was
I just
us.
Finished episode 1. Maybe I will need a week.
So I finally figured out why they show it twice, though. Because they'll show it twice and, like, once. The first run of it will be female voice actors,
and
the second is male voice actors.
Yeah, and
I had
the
no
jokes
idea.
Are slightly different as well. Well, in some of the episodes.
Now I need to go back and re-watch the second half of all of them.
Because I didn't
know about that until just, like, a few days ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, like, I just... I just went through and watched all of episode one, mm-hmm. and then, like, a few days later, watched all of episode two, so I caught on to that aspect really quick, but it took me a couple episodes to notice, like, that the jokes were changing, just really slightly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I like the whole, how the next episode thing seems to be for an entirely different anime.
It's a fake anime.
That's the best part.
I looked into it, just a little bit.
Uh-huh.
So whenever Pop Team Epic was, like, originally running, like, mm-hmm. as a manga, it was just, you know, a four-panel gag manga. And then I believe the mangaka, like, put that on hold, hiatus, or quit. I'm not exactly sure what the details were. And then mm-hmm. started working on that other idol thing instead. And then whenever it got to, like, one of the last chapters or something like that with that idol manga, it was all an elaborate setup for Pop Team Epic to come back again. It was all a joke, so I'm really glad they tied it back in with the anime as well.
That was so fantastic in the first episode. Like, legit, I saw it coming. Like, I saw a bunch of people come into, like, okay, just keep watching. It yeah. might not seem like Pop Team Epic, but keep watching. And I'm still yeah. watching it. And Tyler's, like, sitting there holding the controller, and he's like, "Are you sure you yeah. clicked on the right video?"
Because
like,
I was confused about that at first, because that was before I looked into it. Mm. But I'm so glad they tied that all together, to keep the joke running.
Yeah, and I love that it's always in the next episode. They're just like, oh, what's his name? Is just gonna, like, go on vacation or whatever.
Right.
So, I want him, like, to be my boyfriend, not my brother.
You actually want to watch, like, the end of each episode, just right? to know what's going on in that other gag show, basically.
I remember Tyler saying, he's like, I kind of want to watch this other anime.
Right?
And I'm like, but it seems like such vanilla, generic trash.
But because it's been tied into Pop Team Epic, it's like, oh my god, now I have to see this other
movie. Nobody would watch it if it weren't tied into Pop Team Epic. Right? It's so generic vanilla bullshit.
It's,
like,
it's painfully generic, yeah. honestly.
It's like the beginning of Doki Doki Literature Club. Yes. Like, I'm still at the beginning of that game, so no spoilers, but...
Oh.
that's my reaction every time. I'm like, you're in for a ride.
Yeah, I've never been in a...
You gotta play it at the prime hours of, like, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m.
Oh,
that's
okay.
That's when you've gotta play it. That's what I did.
We're still on day two. Like, okay. we're actually doing it for the Cracked Brain YouTube channel. Go check us out. Because everybody kept requesting that we play it, and I was just like, I want to take on this burden. And yeah, so that's been my life, is trying to schedule time to play this goddamn dating simulator horror game.
And then the one you were playing it with decided to get balls deep into Monster Hunter.
Yeah, absolutely. That was the problem, is that I'm using my roommate's computer for it, and mm-hmm. He's super into Monster Hunter World right now. So.
Okay.
But yeah, I have video games. Sports anime and stuff. I'm trying to stay on top.
You're segueing.
Absolutely.
It's
all about sports ball.
Okay, I'll tie it in.
Okay.
Some of my speed skating friends are, like, huge, huge gamers. Like, one of uh-huh. the guys that was, like, on this most recent short track Olympic team, I believe he's, like, gold or platinum level for, like, League of Legends or something crazy like that. I'm like, dude, how do you find time with training to be able to be this good at gaming?
He's just playing while he's skating, you know?
Maybe.
He's got an invisible laptop.
Well, there was that story of the one girl from the Olympics doing the skating and tweeting or whatever.
Oh, yeah, with Chloe Kim and, like, tweeting, like, right before she does her run for snowboarding. Yeah. I thought that was funny.
And then there was the American who overslept and then swore retro, all night.
Yeah.
No, that was the best, because, you know, I read the article about it. He stayed up late watching Netflix.
Yeah.
Overslept.
Left his jacket behind and had to borrow his teammates.
And then he got there and he won gold. Hey.
Yeah, and he also swore on live television.
I was watching that live. Like, I watched it live, and then I watched the replay of it, and I was like, oh, they actually didn't censor that. Yeah. I was honestly surprised.
They were just like, well, what's the point now? Like, it's already
everyone,
on YouTube.
Welcome to 2018. We say fuck.
Yeah, right? it's already on YouTube, so, I mean, there's no point.
Yeah.
The moment he said it was on YouTube. Like,
yeah,
let's be honest.
Yeah, honestly,
it was
2 seconds
later. I did go back and I watched the Yuri on Ice figure skating routine.
Mm-hmm.
I was really upset because the first video I found, they changed the song.
Oh.
They changed it from the one they actually used to History Maker. And I was
don't do that with people's Olympic programs.
Right? I was in there watching it and I'm just like, man, like, they're just, their routine's really impressive technically, but it's not syncing up with the music very well. And then I went through the comments and everyone's like, why'd you change the music? And I'm like, oh shit. And then I found a link on the video to the actual one. And I was like, this is beautiful.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, don't mess with people's athletic performances like that for your own, like, fandom's sake or whatever. Yeah. I mean...
Well, it's already Yuri on Ice. What's the point?
Yeah, like, exactly. I mean, they put this many hours into this.
They didn't use the song I wanted, though.
Well, then maybe you should become good enough to skate that in the Olympics, then.
Right?
Wow.
This is what we don't like about the Yuri on Ice fandoms.
Yeah.
I love Yuri on Ice. I'm really subtle about my love for Yuri on Ice. Like, I don't buy,
you
like,
keep
the...
keep it on the down low.
Oh, absolutely. I didn't buy, like, the Port Cutlet shirt, but I bought the socks.
Oh, my friend in Aoyama just bought me, like, some of the Sanrio Yuri on Ice collaboration socks.
Uh-huh.
Because she also loves Yuri on Ice, too, and it's like... You're such a good friend for sending me this.
I'm like,
I'm not too, like, keen on the Hot Topic stuff.
I do like the Hot Topic socks. They're insanely comfortable.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's where I got mine.
And stuff just seem a little bland for what I like.
I agree. Yeah, like, because they had a special on Yuri on Ice, and I just bought a bunch of stuff because it was like, buy two, get one free.
Oh.
And so I just bought two packages of socks, like, different kinds from the same series, and then I got that Port Cutlet Bowl, like, bento box.
Yeah.
And I even showed Tyler the bento box. I'm like, look how cute, it has little puppies on it. He's like, oh, that is cute. I'm like, you would have never known it was Yuri from Yuri on Ice. He's like, well, now I know.
Now I do.
And I'm like, that's my subtle way of being a Yuri on Ice fan. I'm just like, I have, like, one print that my friend drew of Victory, and I have my socks, and I have my bowl. And
I have quite a bit of merchandise, but I actually want to sell some of it.
Yeah.
Because, like... And I just wasn't expecting it to get as big as it did, so I was hoarding merchandise at first, and then it got as big as it did, and it's like, okay, I don't actually want all of this. So.
Yeah, like, I don't know if I could invest in a figure, but I could go for, like, a keychain, you know?
Like, I did get the Nendroids, because I really like Nendroids.
Oh, I love
Nendroids are so fun.
They are. But, like, the figures, I'm actually not that happy with the Yuri on Ice figures.
I don't like the fact that they focus so much on the ass. And again...
I don't mind that, but because, I'm a figure collector, like, it's the paint job that I can't stand
on
those.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Every time I see one, I was like, okay, Victor's butt, good. Yuri's butt, okay.
That is actually a 15-year-old. Y'all need to chill.
Yeah. Well, especially, like, the one short that they did of him in, like, Odebeck's routine that was, like, super, super sexual. I'm just like, I can't watch this. Odebeck is the worst character, hands down. Like,
really?
Not because he himself is a bad character, but he...
Didn't have enough time for development?
He was also just added to be a boy toy. He was only brought into this...
Mean.
Yeah, he was brought into the series because the writer didn't want people shipping Victor with Yurio. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
Like, it was her way of saying, look, all you people that want Yurio to be happy, he has his own squeeze.
I also read that she wanted to introduce somebody really late into the series to just rattle up the standings for...
And even that still bothers me. Like, I don't know. I feel like Odebeck was just placed in there for the sake of convenience and... He's not a real character. They could have just thrown in, like, a sex toy, and it would have been the same effect. I mean...
Well, you know, those sex toys are getting really advanced.
They are!
So maybe he is a sex toy. We don't know.
The sex toy that grew up with him. Like,
oh, my God.
There's your anime!
Do it, Japan. We believe in you.
You're the only one who can make that anime.
Yeah. Yeah,
that
would just straight up be hentai at that point. Let's be real.
No, it's just anime.
It's a slice of life love story about a girl and her sex doll.
A young boy and his sex toy.
There you go.
That's what they'll call it too.
It's a dildo that gained sentience and became human.
Oh, that's horrifying.
It's like Token Rambu, but with dildos.
That's making me think of this one thing that I saw. Apparently JoJo dildos exist.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Well, there's a lot of things like that exist. Like, I've seen images of, like, My Little Pony dolls actual, like...
Oh, yeah, so that's a very real thing.
Yeah, and it's disturbing.
If the Bishop
I saw
stands,
the JoJo ones, and I thought it was hysterical.
I'm
more than
genuinely
anything.
Curious about what the Hermit Purple dildo
the two that I saw. The two that I saw were Star Platinum and Silver Chariot.
Okay,
I don't like.
Would Hermit Purple?
I don't
be...
remember what their names for them was for them were.
It's probably for the better.
But I mean, would Hermit Purple just be like spiky vines?
Maybe.
Like, stick that...
That sounds horrifying.
I don't remember what they named
it. If you use it right, you'll gain psychic powers, though, so...
Now, is it gaining psychic powers only while you're using it?
Yes, because it's Hermit Purple.
Or is it, like, a limited time thing? Like, after you're done using it, you have psychic powers for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I can see Dio.
Oh. Hey, I mean, I wouldn't be against that. But yeah, I don't remember what their exact names were or anything, there was definitely a Star Platinum one and Silver Chariot one made. And then, like, people were joking on there saying that Kakyoin one should be made and call it the Cherry Popper. Now, I heard, like, since then that there is a Kakyoin one. Haven't seen it, though. Haven't seen any images.
Oh, jeez. Oh, weird.
It was hysterical.
Anime dildos are fantastic.
Yeah.
That's my favorite sports anime.
Watch that become a sports... No, I don't want that to be a sports anime. I'm going to keep that real. Don't actually want that. No, thank you.
To be fair, we did
Unless it was for a drinking game.
That's fair.
Then I would reconsider.
We did get a sports anime last year about girls who ram each other with their asses.
Whoa, don't knock on Keijo. Like, yeah, I'll butt heads with Eli over, like, Keijo did, like, Yuri and Ice did not kill Keijo. I don't believe that, but Keijo does need to be appreciated.
I think
it was Brazil. They're actually trying to make
they're
sport.
Trying to make it, they're trying to incorporate
I'd be
it.
So down.
Yeah.
I'd be so down.
I feel kind of bad, though, because, like, I saw, like, a lot of the videos of, like, the women training and all that, and all the comments were just like, oh, they're not as hot as the anime girls. I'm like, oh, fucking get over it. Like,
yeah, honestly, I mean, big-titty anime girls are just anime girls.
Honestly, I think, like, the big muscular women, like, the ones that are just, like, bulk, are gonna be the best at that sport.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the curvy hourglass girls are not gonna be very good at it.
No.
Like,
as much as I wish it were real, titty hypnosis won't be a thing.
Right? So, I mean, we need the Zarias and the big Russian mamas getting into that sport, because they would absolutely destroy everybody at it. Especially because Russian women just be like, we practice this in the ice.
Yeah, like, right? You try to, like, ram them with your booty, but you just, like, wind up getting bounced off instead.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
Because you basically, or you get, you know, knocked out in some way, because they're just built like bricks.
We could get men's keijo, too, like.
Yeah.
Men's keijo would be intense, like.
It would.
Oh, it's not homo if it's keijo.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
It'll
be romantic.
Absolutely. There's the gay sports anime right there. Like, that's gonna surpass Yuri on Ice for gayest thing of the year.
Yeah. I remember, people having high hopes for All Out because of
all
the
absolutely.
Booties.
I checked out All Out for the butt.
Like, I wanted that to be better than what it wound up being.
Yeah, I didn't care about it.
I watched, like, the first 6 episodes, but I got three
and stopped caring. I'm just like... Because I was the same way. I saw the promotional stuff for it, and I was just like, butts! Butts and rugby, and I am all about this.
A new sport,
like,
to learn.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm beginning to feel that is going to be a requirement of every episode. I'm going to get a phone call from my mother.
Probably.
I think it's happened every time recorded.
That's amazing.
But yeah, rugby is something I was actually super excited to learn about, because I'm like, it's not a common thing here in the U.S.
No.
We don't know a lot about rugby.
Then it all came out, and you found out it was about ass.
No, see, I would have been fine if it was about ass, but it wasn't even about that. Like, it was about nothing. Like,
I just couldn't, like, part of what bugged me about it was the character design, too.
Yeah.
I couldn't get past the character designs.
I know the captain had the same voice as Asahi, so it kind of gave me a little bit of hope. I'm just like, I love this voice actor. He's also, what's his name? Sosuke in Free.
Yeah.
And I love that voice actor. He does so many great sports anime voices, and I'm just like, he always ends up being my favorite character. But about 3 episodes in, I came to this realization that nothing in the show so far had actually told me why any of the characters cared about rugby.
Yeah.
Where we get, you know, Haikyuu, the very first moment Hinata is just like, we see the amount of work he went into just to be on a volleyball team.
Yeah.
Not even to be on the best volleyball team just to be there, just to play, and just to see everything, and be with people who are good at the sport. And then you got Free, where you see how important swimming is to Haru and Rin. Yeah.
I'm still sad that I missed the movie the other day.
Yeah, I want to go check it out. I don't really have anybody to go see it in one theater.
I'm down.
So I'm just, let's do it. Let's go see Free. We'll pack this up. We'll go right now.
I'm down. No, we will continue
the
podcast
in 11 minutes. That's a wrap. No.
But seriously though, Free is actually really good. I'm surprised how much I loved it.
Hit home for me.
I held off for so long, because I'm just like, I don't think this is going to be for me. And then I watched, I'm like, I love this.
Yeah. That was another anime where I was like, yes, this is something that I know people, either people I know have gone through, or I myself have gone through, with, Rin's whole, especially with his, you know, moving away from home.
Yeah.
And going someplace where he knew absolutely nobody to go, for his chance for his Olympic dream.
Mm-hmm.
That personally hit close to home, because I moved out to Utah knowing nobody, coming out here to go for my Olympic dream. So I just had an appreciation for Free, from the start.
And I think even Free actually did romance really well, in my opinion, because it was always kind of just like, yes, these characters are in love with each other. There is a genuine canonical romance between these characters, but it's not the point of the show.
No.
And it's like, I know a lot of people got mad about that, and people were like, oh, this is queer baiting, this is just pandering, whatever, whatever.
That's how I felt season 2 went.
Yeah.
It definitely felt like season 2.
Although I love So-Rin. I love So-Rin. I don't... I know a lot of people hate it because it's a bit abusive, the way that Sosuke kind of takes, you know, possession of Rin, but I like the fact that it wraps up in the end that it was, an actual genuine caring, and it was just him being upset because of all the pain that he was going through and all that. So, I love Sosuke. He's just, he's a fantastic character, and he developed really well for how short he was in the show, and I prefer him with Rin over Haru any day, because Haru and Mako are actually a much better couple, but again, that's not the point of the show.
Yeah,
you could have your ships.
Swimming was the point,
but again,
the fan base, you know, blew it up to make it about the ships, and I'm just like.
And I like the ships. I like to indulge in ships from time to time. I love the aesthetic, like you mentioned before, with IQ. It's all great, and we all love it. And we all encourage it. Please continue to draw beautiful fan art and write beautiful fan fiction, because I will indulge.
I have not read fan fiction in so long.
I haven't read Free fanfic. I haven't read any sports anime fan fiction, but I read a lot of video game fan fiction.
One time, I made the vital mistake of just, you know, looking up some speed skater friends that I knew.
Yeah.
And I found fan fiction.
Oh God.
It was. And it's one of those things where you find it,
uh-huh,
and you can't stop reading it because of how horrified you are. And I'm, reading this, terrified, okay, they would never actually do this. This is...
I would be that friend who would send it to them.
I haven't yet!
Wait, was this fan fiction of your speed skater friends?
Yeah, of real people that she knows.
Of real people that I know.
Oh my God, friend fiction is real.
It is! And I
would 100% be the kind of person who would send it to them.
Mm. Well, I am thinking about sending one of them to,
do it.
There's this one
do
that
it.
I found, where it was, maybe a paragraph long, and I swear, a 12-year-old had to have been the one who wrote it, and it was, so bad that whenever I was still somewhat active on Tumblr and, had a speed skating blog at the time, I was like, somebody please do a dramatic reading of this. Somebody did a dramatic reading of it for me, and I still have it saved. Not too long ago.
The amazing thing,
I was,
there may ahead. Come a point where there's fanfic about you.
I don't want to think about that. so I was thinking about that, during the Olympics again, because that's usually when all the fanfiction comes out about people, and so I was looking for that one specific fanfiction. Gone.
Oh my God.
They deleted it, but at least I still have the audio file of that person doing the dramatic reading for me. So that still exists.
Well, and now you...
It took all of, 45 seconds, because that's how short it was.
If you ever need another dramatic reading, you have Stefan.
That's true.
Yeah,
absolutely. I'll have him listen to this story, and then I'll send it to that friend. Please don't kill me.
just Stefan's just dreamy voice just reading fanfiction about your friend. That's the goal. That's why we made this company.
Okay.
I'm willing to bet if you sent him a request, he probably would.
He absolutely would. I'm pretty sure. You just have to make sure that, you know, he has time to record away from his house, because there's a lot Stefan's not ready to explain to his kids.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not like anything happened in that fan fiction because it was 45 seconds long, but it was still so dumb and so badly written, and, like, this person read it with all the grammatical mistakes and spelling errors. So that alone.
If anybody is listening, just send us your fan fiction of Siobhan.
Oh no.
We'll read it.
This is where it begins. Okay, I guess
we also accept fan art.
Oh, absolutely. Although
I'll accept that. Yeah.
Fan art of Siobhan actually wouldn't be that rare because I've seen a lot of your modeling stuff, and I'm just like, I would draw this. Like,
if you want to, you can.
Yeah, you'd be an absolute fantastic art model.
I'm so down. So. Actually, one of the universities have like contacted me for like modeling for their art department, but but speed skating, and I run my shop.
Yeah, that's fair. Like, if you ever get the chance to, like, I highly recommend it. I did cosplay art modeling.
Ooh.
Because I'm not confident enough to do nude, but it's
fun. Nudes are fun.
And a lot of people were like, man, how many modeling gigs have you gotten before? I'm like, this is all I've done. And they're just like, really? I'm like, well, I draw. Like,
yeah.
I've drawn live models before. I kind of know what the artists expect of them, you know?
Yeah, like, same. I think that's what gave me, like, some of the foundation of what I do now. Because I did go to, like, I won't say that I went to art school, but I did have to take drawing and all of that for the architecture program that I was in at the time.
Yeah, which I know Stefan mentioned that he did art, like nude modeling for art before, and I'm like, that's cool. Like,
it is.
He was like, thinking about it. He's just like, when he found out the school that me and Brandon went to, he had to think. He's like, did I ever model for that school? Because he had to just
make a moment.
He just had to make sure that we hadn't seen him naked before.
Oh my god.
Just like, I'm like, Stefan, they were all white.
See,
all right, it must have changed.
Usually that's how my house parties begin. They're like, hey guys, who wants to see my nudes?
Oh, it's fun. We'll just be hanging out at like Watchtower or whatever. We'll both be on Instagram. I was just like, oh, Stefan has a cute butt. And
I have a great butt.
And Stefan will be like, she does have a cute butt. And I can actually say that out loud here because I'm not at home.
I have a great booty. I will own that.
Because that'll just be like me scrolling through my phone. I'm like, oh, Siobhan butt.
You're welcome.
What is this? I need to follow the... No, I'm kidding. Yeah, sure. I'm not on Instagram.
But you could be.
But you could be.
I could be.
You're one click away from seeing that booty.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's odd. The Instagram app is on my phone, but I don't use it at all.
You could start the...
It took me a while to use Instagram. Like, I started my Instagram account, I want to say back, like, in 2014, but I didn't post, like, anything. But I wasn't exactly, like, super into cosplay at the time either.
Uh-huh.
And I just don't, just overall, I don't do a whole lot of social media in general, so I just never shared anything, but, like, this past year, I've been, like, trying to get more into that, and I'm doing, like, more cosplays now, too.
I'm trying to bring over all my cosplay stuff and artwork and all that over to Instagram, as opposed to Facebook, just because
I
think it's easier.
I agree. Like, I have my Facebook page for, like, cosplay and whatnot, but I, like, never post to it or
anything.
Yeah,
I keep getting reminders that I don't do anything.
Same. Like, I think I got a reminder the other day saying, like, it's been 2 months since you last posted on your page, and I'm like,
I'm sorry, Facebook, I'm kind of cheating on you, but, Tyler, you could start the Kawaii Cast Instagram.
Go. And then you can check out my butt through the Kawaii Cast.
That
will be your first post. Booty.
First post, hey, check out this booty.
Each week you can just take pictures of us doing the recordings, and you could also just take pictures of you watching anime like the trash you are.
Yeah, that does happen a lot.
Yeah.
Nice.
Not me taking pictures, watching anime.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, then take pictures of you watching anime.
Absolutely.
Or do like a 10-second recording of like, hey, this is what I'm doing right now.
Hey guys, check this out.
Yeah.
Research.
You could also just post the links to the podcasts up there. Like, hey guys, check out the episode this week. And it doesn't need to be like a super active thing that you update like every day.
No.
Just once, like, a week, just like, here's a picture of our guest.
That's what mine usually is. Like, unless I'm at a convention or an event, it's like, oh, I'm doing this.
I know, sometimes if I go, like, a long time without posting anything, I'll just be like,
hey, I'm not
look,
dead.
Here's a selfie of me, just so you know I'm alive.
Right?
Like, so, yeah, and I think that would be fantastic to start an Instagram for that, and then Tyler will have something to do on his phone other than Facebook.
Yes.
And then he can understand how many cat videos I've seen.
Oh my god.
All of them?
All of them. I don't follow any cat Instagrams, but I
see a couple of dog ones.
Those dog ones are good ones to follow, too.
Dogs are precious.
It just always shows up in my, like, recommended videos every time, like, I go to, like, the little search thing, and it's just like, here's a video you might like, and it's a cat. And I'm like, thank you, Instagram, you've made my life.
See, like, my Instagram, I post both speed skating and cosplay stuff, so I'm, like, on there, and I'll, like, look through the speed skaters that follow me, and I'm just like, I am sorry that you have to deal with this, but at the same time, I am not, because you're all closet nerds. Especially, like, our younger guys that are in the short track.
Mm-hmm.
They're either into video games or anime or both. But they never say anything about it.
You told us you were going to give us the dirt on the weebs.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, yeah. give us all the dirt.
Give us the weeb dirt.
I do. Yeah, because one of the skaters was in recently, and we were like, we were talking a little bit about Kuroko no Basket, and I think he was telling me that he has, like, little keychains and whatnot, like, from Japan and stuff, and I'm like, hey, if you don't want those.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Like, I like stuff from Japan. What is that?
Yeah.
I don't even know what this is, and I love it.
No, like, I'll see if any of the guys would be interested in coming onto the show. That way they can just out themselves.
Yeah, we could do a sports part two, especially because we've got lots of sports anime coming out this year. Announcement that came out, I think it's either this upcoming spring season or summer season, we have a badminton anime.
I saw that!
Yeah, which is girls, and it is actually correct jiggle physics.
But which anime is the most jiggle physics.
It's not even anime jiggle physics. Like, when they jump, they bounce the way that people are supposed to bounce when they jump.
Not like the whole High School to Dead.
Yeah, no.
Everywhere. Or Studio Trigger.
Yeah. It's none of this, waffle lamp bullshit. It is actual, genuine physics.
Nice.
And I guess I know what I'm not watching. No, I'm kidding.
Man, can you imagine being on the animation team behind that, having to study the physics of titties?
Oh, I would join that team.
Come on. Yeah. Let's be real here. You're saying that as if they don't already study that on their downside.
But being able to say that's part of your job and actually take time and get paid for it.
Here's the beautiful thing about me being part of that team, if I were. I don't even need to go look at strangers or anything. I can just jump in front of a mirror.
That must be nice.
I could be like, I got fat, I got rolls, I got boobs, I got butt. I can just jump, and I will know what it looks like. You know?
See, the very first thing that comes to my mind is, have you guys seen Citrus?
A little bit.
I watched the
first three episodes the other day, and in episode mm-hmm. one of the chicks, well, like, it has one of the girls talking about how she hides her cell phone in her boot.
Oh, I've seen this clip.
And then the other girl goes and does it, and it just slides,
and it just
right
slides
down.
Right, yeah.
I will
that,
tell
like,
you,
cut me deep, like, on like, a spiritual
I will tell
level.
You straight up, they don't hold phones, like, not smartphones, like, those little flip phones that we used to use, I could hold that in my cleavage easy. Smartphones, this won't stay in this shit, this sticks out, that's what it looks like. Okay, smartphones are bigger than even the best of boobs. Mm. Boobs were not made for smartphones.
They need to put a pocket in bras.
Women deserve pockets.
Kind of like one of those, you know, like the shoulder holsters for guns, but it's, you know,
it's like
bra with a pocket for a cell phone.
Like, when I see people, like, pull phones out of their bras, I get kind of grossed out by it. Like, the worst I'll do is I'll put it in my strap, like, against my shoulder.
Yeah.
Like, it'll never be near the boob. It'll be up, you know, against the shoulder at all times.
Accidentally titty dial somebody?
Oh, yeah. No, like...
Is that a thing? Can that actually happen?
Probably. I mean, I never left my phone down there long enough for that to ever happen,
like,
because...
Like, I have no boobs, so I don't know.
And boob sweat's a very real thing.
Yeah.
And that grosses me out, that getting on my phone. Like, I already have to, like, wash my bras, like, very, very specifically, because that grosses me out. So I'm just like, my phone's going nowhere near that mess. Right? Like, boobs are, they're great, they're fun, they're squishy, and they're pretty, but boob sweat's a very real thing.
Okay.
So don't leave electronics down there, it's a bad idea.
Watch something short circuit.
That's like
that's the secret, though, is they leave it down there all day, and then they go home and they put it in a bowl of rice for the Asians to fix it.
The Asians will clean my boob sweat. She's just like, I don't like rice anymore.
Where has this rice been?
It's not where the rice has been. It's what the rice, what has been in the rice.
Exactly. Oh, gross.
I'm a little scared.
But, I mean, to me, sticking your phone in your bra is the equivalent of sticking it in your underwear. Like, you just, it's not the most sanitary thing to do. Just don't do it.
Okay.
Like, strap is fine. You got a strap. You want to put it on your hip. You know, you got a G-string and it's holding it there, fine, but do you.
That better
do what you need to do to keep your phone on your persons, but...
Or be like me, live in the Stone Age.
The shoulder thing is absolutely a fantastic trick, though, because, like, it stays there really well. Even, I'm wearing a t-shirt now, so it's kind of helping, but even without the t-shirt, it stays there super well.
I'll have to try that.
Yeah, that's my secret when I don't have pockets, which is 99% of my life. Oh my god, I bought this skirt, and I was just wearing it everywhere. I was like, oh my god, that's such a cute skirt. And I'm like, it has pockets! Like, that's the only thing
I need to incorporate in my cosplays.
Oh,
better.
Absolutely. I was supposed to add one to my Nora skirt for the cosplay contest, and I got the whole thing sewn up, and I, like, held it up. There's no pocket!
Time to seam rip.
So I wore shorts under my skirt so I could have a pocket.
No, see, that's why I love my non-on cosplay so much. Like, that's one of my most naked cosplays, but that entire thing is pockets. It is so great. Like, even my most clothed cosplays don't have pockets like that thing does.
That's why I love cosplaying men, because I'm just like, there's pockets! There's I can hold things.
It's true.
You need me to hold your phone? I got your phone. I'll hold your phone because I got a pocket.
Yes. Maybe that's why I'm doing so many more planning on doing cosplays that actually have, like, jackets and shit. Mm-hmm. So that I have pockets.
Exactly.
That was me with Caesar. I don't want my hands to be full of things, and I hate carrying bags and purses.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I
especially
have to.
In cosplay, because then it's like, oh, someone wants to take my... Now I have to find a safe place to put my bag where it's not in the picture.
I know. I was going to say, I loved college when I hung out with Jeff, because he was my bag bitch at cons.
Nice.
I even told him that. I'm like, Jeff, can I make you a t-shirt? This is bag bitch. And he's like, no. I'm like, will you be my bag bitch anyway? He's like, all right.
Just don't announce it.
No, I did. He'd be like, stop using the word bag bitch. And I'm like, what'd you say, bag bitch?
Speak up, bag bitch. Say that again. Bag bitch.
Oh, bless Jeff. I miss him.
Jeff was great. He was cool.
Absolutely. We had a falling out because of political problems, but when it came to anime, he knew what he was talking about.
Nice.
He was solid.
Nice.
He came from this weird little town that had, like, one intersection, mm-hmm. and that was the whole town.
Town population of 49.
Yeah, he was related to half of them, you know, like, he said he remembered the age when they installed the traffic light and the whole town went nuts, like, things are changing too fast! But,
Man!
So, anime...
That came from like, a little podunk town in Missouri,
That town is really behind the times, okay? They still watch television by candlelight.
So, anime was kind of a weird thing.
The TVs were, like, actually accepted there?
Right? So,
was it, like, the dial style, and you had to, like, adjust antennas and stuff?
Yes.
Or, like, the flat screens were just too advanced for them?
Oh, yeah. No, we can't have flat screen.
That's where they donate all of the old box TVs
to.
It's just really old towns that aren't caught up with the technology yet.
The flat screens are how the government hypnotizes you into being vegan, clearly.
Yeah, because that's a thing.
So, yeah, anime was kind of hard for him. For a long time, led through high school. So when he came to college, he met me in art school, and he just saw that my whole life was just like anime. Like,
what is this?
He even said,
"How
like,
are
the,
you into this so much? Don't your parents think you're crazy?
What is this anime that you speak of?"
Well, because he was a huge fan of like Bleach, Naruto, and One Piece, and Lucky Star.
The Big Three.
Yep, the Big Three, and he's also a fan of Lucky Star, which was like
that's kind of random.
Yeah, it was so random. But
that's one series that I couldn't get into. Well, I'm not really into moe anime or
it was weird
in general.
It was fun.
I tried. I kind of watched it a little bit. I didn't hate it. I couldn't keep up with it.
First episode and was just like, no.
But the first time he saw me at school, he actually, because we worked together at Michael's too, he got a job at like the same place I worked, and he told me, he's like, I thought you were an anime character in real life. Like, that was pretty much how he described it. He's like, I could tell you were an anime right away because you dress like you were in an anime. And I'm like, that's actually really flattering. So I took him to, you know, the Japanese festival so he could get his first taste of cosplay.
Yeah.
And he saw some girls.
Which they're having that again.
I know, I'm so excited. Yes. The return of Neon Matsuri. Yeah. But anyway, so he saw some girls dressed up as Naruto characters and he was like, oh, they're so amazing. I want to go talk to them or congratulate them on their costumes. I'm like, you want to go get a... Yeah, it's like, you want to go get a picture? And he's like, I could have their picture? And I'm like, if you ask,
oh,
like,
this,
yeah, like...
Oh, this pure child.
he was so cute. So
innocent.
It did not take a lot for me to turn him into my bag bitch, is pretty much what I'm saying. It was not hard. I was just like, oh, you're pure and uncut. Hold my shit.
Here, do this while I run off and do this devious thing.
Exactly. he did join the ramen eating contest at that festival, though. That was pretty funny.
What? Ooh. They had a ramen eating contest?
Yeah, it was just like Maru-chan, like the instant noodles, and they just had him like...
Is it judged on how fast or how much?
Yeah, it was how fast.
Oh, I could so be down for that.
Yeah, one guy like ate it all in like one scoop.
Holy shit.
And then drank the broth, and I'm like... I would do it if it wasn't chicken flavor. The chicken flavor is gross.
Prefer the beef, but still only like half the packet.
Yeah.
But it's been a long ass time since I've had cheap ass ramen.
I'll usually add my own shit to it to make it a bit more palatable, but if it's just plain beef seasoning and the noodles, I'm cool with that. I like the pork. I think the pork is good. I can't eat the chicken. The chicken is, it's so gross.
It's really salty.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of their flavor packets are incredibly salty.
Sometimes I'll use the flavor packets as seasonings for other things.
For like rice?
For rice, I actually put the chicken seasoning on chicken.
Oh, okay.
And I cooked it up, and I served it to Tyler, and he's like, wow, this is delicious. What is it? I'm like, it's chicken flavored chicken.
Chicken fried chicken.
It's cannibal chicken.
Exactly. And I turned the noodles into stir fry, and I'm like, this is chicken flavored chicken stir fry. Like, and...
Nice.
I am... This is me as a professional chef. Cooking anime! Cooking anime is absolutely a sports anime.
I agree.
There we go.
Or ecchi, if you watch Shokugeki no Soma.
Oh yeah, Shokugeki no Soma is 100% a sports anime. I don't care what anybody says.
I'm still fairly certain that that's not actually anime. That's just hentai.
It's literal food
borderline porn. Hentai. It is 100% ecchi.
Yeah, it is.
What was I reading the other day? They're like saying, I think it was something comparing Darling in the Franxx to like Shokugeki no Soma, saying it was like ecchi like that. I'm like, no, it's not.
No, how cute.
I think that was the series that it was being compared to.
I could see it. Yeah, we've been super into Darling in the Franxx.
Oh, me too.
Season. Like, that's another episode we're gonna have to do together as a trigger episode.
I am actually planning. I love Ichigo. She is like. She's
precious.
Small. She is the leader. She is the best.
I love the one guy, like when her and the Twin Tail Girl are like fighting, and he's just in the back trying to get away from them. He's just like, I am not getting into this shit. The girls are fighting, I am getting away.
Like, I see, like, a lot of
every
people
guy
want to
ever.
Cosplay 02, which, mm-hmm. I mean, 02 is amazing.
She's top tier wife.
Yeah. But Ichigo is my girl.
One of my friends
wants to cosplay Goro, so I'm we gotta do this.
Especially after the last episode.
Right?
Which will be, like, the episode before last episode by the time this goes up.
The new episode came out yesterday, so, like.
Oh, so it's, like, two episodes back. Yeah.
But, oh my god, Goro is such a good boy. He is so good. So pure.
I kind of want to cosplay as one of the Franxx.
I want to do that so bad.
Like, I want to get a whole Franxx group.
I'm down. I've actually been discussing that like with a couple of other friends. Like, I want to do a Franxx group so badly. But my problem is I'm bringing like 6 cosplays already to Anime Expo.
Uh-huh.
Do I really need to bring the 7th one?
How do you fit that many in there?
Well,
she's small. And, like, most of her clothes are, like...
No, I mean, time-wise, how do you fit that many cosplays in such a short amount of time?
AX is a 4-day con, so that takes care of 4 of them. And then, like, one of them I'm only bringing to do photos with another friend, like, later at night. And then number 6 is Cars to party in.
Yeah.
But the other 4 are, well, I guess Anasui really isn't that big of a build, but the other 3 that I'm doing are gonna take a decent amount of time.
Yeah.
Get on that.
We need.
Oh, I've already started.
We need an anime just about cosplay.
Yeah.
Like, there was a manga way back when I was in high school, like 2006, 2007, that was actually about cosplayers and conventions and stuff. And I think it was an American written title, though.
Like, so, I remember that!
Yeah!
Yeah!
And it was
my
like,
god, yeah!
It was kind of like how Ready Player One, when it comes to, like, cameo appearances and stuff. I know, like, the very...
I can't remember
the name.
It was, like, one of the first things that I had read as well, because this is, like... I didn't really get into anime or manga until high school, mm-hmm. and at first I was just kind of like, eh, about it, but I had a ton of friends that were super into it, so I just started, like, borrowing their stuff, and that's how I got into it. But yes, I remember that. Oh my god, what was that called? I know exactly what you're talking about.
I know, like, the very first volume, the main girl's dressed up as Toru from Fruits Basket. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, if we could get, like, an anime version of that, like...
Yeah.
A Madhouse has already made a shit ton of anime that references other anime from other studios, so it would be super easy for Madhouse to do something like that.
And then, like, Studio Trigger references back all of their own stuff all the time.
Oh, absolutely.
So, I mean, all as long as you have, like, the license for it, then going back and, like, making, like, parodies of stuff that your company already owns shouldn't be a problem.
Right? I mean, Madhouse...
I mean, look at Osomatsu-san, I mean, with its very, very first episode,
mm-hmm.
how it referenced literally everything that was super popular
at the time. Well, look
at
No Game, No Life, which has pretty much referenced everything mm-hmm. as well. Like, I haven't even seen No Game, No Life, and I know that it's made shit ton of references.
Yeah. And then everything has a JoJo reference in it.
Oh, well,
everything worth watching.
Everything worth watching. There's an anime where one of the characters is legit a JoJo's fan.
And fantastic.
She absolutely compares everything in her life to JoJo's, and
I
she has she's gotten her boyfriend into JoJo's because she needed somebody to talk to about it.
Good.
I don't even know what the name of the anime is, but I've seen this one clip from it so many times where it's like she's meeting like the new transfer girl, and she's like, "What? You've never heard of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure?
Oh god.
How are you even living right now?"
Yeah, that's my experience with every JoJo's fan ever. Like, I say, oh, I haven't watched JoJo's, and they're like, what is wrong with you?
How are you even alive? How are you living your life to the fullest without at least one JoJo on your belt?
Exactly. Yeah. And that's most of the reason why I haven't gotten into it.
Yes. Become one of us.
One of us.
One of us.
I mean, look at this JoJo aesthetic that I've got going on.
No, it wouldn't be Google Gobble. It'd be Oro Oro. Oro
Oro.
Oro Oro. Oro Oro.
Oh my.
I have a shirt that I wear to the... I have a few shirts that I wear to the gym, and mm-hmm. one of them says, like, Ora, 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 and the other one that has Muda, 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 and then I have another one that alternates Ora, Muda, Ora, Muda. They're fantastic. I love wearing those. I feel so strong.
I've become far more conscious of how many times animes say Ora, Ora, Ora.
Right?
And at first I thought it was just, like, a random noise that, like, you know, Japanese people said, kind of like, you know, in America we just go like, ha, 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 and I just thought it was that, but then I found out that 9 times out of 10 it actually is a JoJo reference.
Yeah.
Like, that Ora 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 didn't really exist before Star Platinum, and I'm like, that's actually fantastic.
Right?
Like, that makes me so happy.
Yeah.
So even the Japanese dub of Ruby, Yang says Ora 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 when she punches.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, that's the greatest thing ever. Instead of making puns, she makes JoJo's references. And
I'm
like,
so glad.
Like,
I'm so behind on Ruby.
It's easy to catch up on, so I don't worry about when people are like, oh, I haven't watched it since this volume. I'm like, yeah, just take an afternoon. Like, it's short.
Yeah.
It's not a big commitment.
You can watch the entire series in an afternoon.
Yeah, okay. Pretty much. Like, it's... Each volume is just, like, a movie length, so... I mean, it's not even as big a commitment as, like, Marvel, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And I know people who have marathoned Marvel, like, and I'm just like, ooh. Why?
How many weeks did that take?
Right? How many years at this point?
Jesus. So behind on
not
Marvel
enough.
Stuff, too.
You can go do the AMC thing. AMC theaters are doing a marathon Marvel movie run leading up into Infinity War. They'll play every Marvel movie and then go into Infinity War. It'll be 31 hours.
I've seen people...
I mean, I'm down for the challenge.
I've actually seen people making legit battle strategies for it. They're like, okay, if I sleep during Iron Man 3...
Well, I mean, what other movie are you gonna sleep during?
Let's be honest, there's a few of them. Thor the Dark World is a pretty good one that you could go, like, grab dinner.
Maybe they'll do those two back to back.
They're pretty close to each other, so it's very possible. You could just sleep during one and then go get dinner for the other one. Like, because Thor the Dark World has good moments, but it's not great as a whole.
I don't think I saw that one.
It's okay.
It's honestly not that necessary.
Okay. Yeah. And the ending, like, just read up on it, because the ending ties into Thor Ragnarok, which is actually fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah, there's...
I haven't seen that one either.
Yeah. Well, that one's, like, one of the newest ones. Yeah, so that's, yeah, like, the newest to come out on Blu-ray at this point. But
okay.
I'm actually completely caught up on Marvel films. There's none that I've missed. It's been a while since I've seen a lot of them.
Like, one of my speed skating friends, who I'm trying to get into cosplay, he's super into Marvel stuff, and he really wants me to watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., so I need to, like, sit down and actually watch that, because, we have this deal, like, if he does come back to train in Salt Lake, which I'm pretty certain he will, he'll go to a convention with me, and he will cosplay. Mm-hmm. And I think our plan is to cosplay, okay, I know it's not Inferno Cop, but it's, like, the Marvel version of Inferno Cop.
Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider, yeah! We're, like, trying to figure out how we're gonna do, like, have him possibly do Ghost Rider.
I was gonna say, have him cosplay, Quicksilver.
Yeah.
Speed skating, yeah.
Oh shit, that would be cool.
Right?
Yeah, that would be.
Oh,
work.
See, we're tying the sports back in.
See?
We're doing things. We're good at podcast.
Yes.
podcast.
I was rewatching like parts of Inferno Cop the other day. God,
I need to watch Inferno Cop. It's the only Trigger series I've never
seen. It's super short. Each episode is like maybe 5 minutes long, and they have like 2 minute fact files in between each episode. You can finish the entire thing easy in an hour.
See, I'm gonna have to do
because so I'm caught up 100% on everything Trigger has ever made.
I'm gonna have to do that. I'm gonna have to get caught up on Inferno Cop, and then I think I'm completely caught up on Trigger, and then we'll have our Trigger episode.
Yes! Because I heard that there's supposed to be a season 2 of Inferno Cop coming out, and I'm so excited for it because how ridiculous Inferno Cop is.
Is it available on Crunchyroll?
Yes.
Okay, cool. We will marathon Inferno Cop, and we will get ready for our Trigger episode.
Yes!
I do need to get Tyler to watch Space Patrol Lulico.
I'm cosplaying Lulico at AX this year.
Oh my god! Yes.
Lulico Godspeed is my actual wife. I love her so much. I was rewatching part of that over the weekend as well. Because, like, I was chilling out with Ren Fisher of Ren Fisher Creations. Check out her awesome 3D printing shit, because she's doing, like, Lulico's staff for me.
Nice. I did see her shiny rod.
Yes. Yeah, because Lulico's staff and shiny rod are the exact same thing.
Yeah.
The only difference is, like, the top.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're gonna
I was actually gonna ask her on how much it would cost to get a shiny rod, because I am doing,
Akko.
Akko.
Okay, I'll let her know.
And he's doing Susie.
Okay, yeah,
I know,
I'll let her
be
know
fun.
For sure. And then she'll ask you if you want it, like, to light up in all of that fancy shit.
Yeah,
because my Lulico staff is gonna light up in a few areas as well.
Yeah, he needs to watch Space Patrol Lulico, for the Susie cameo.
Yes. I highly recommend watching everything that Studio Trigger has done up to the point of Space Patrol before watching it, so you understand all of the references.
Yeah, so...
Because a lot of people hadn't watched, like, the Japanese Animation Expo and some of their other... some of their other shorter works before watching Space Patrol, so they didn't understand everything.
Yeah, he does need to finish Kill la Kill.
Yes.
He might just need to start it over, because it's been so long.
It's been so long, yeah.
Kill la Kill is so good.
He is fluent in Gurren Lagann.
Yeah, watch Kill la Kill, watch Gurren Lagann, even though it was still technically part of Gainax at the time. Watch
but
Inferno
it's okay.
Cop, watch, what is it, Sex and Violence at Mock Speed.
I do need to watch that one. I did understand the references for it, even though I hadn't seen it, because I just knew about it.
Yeah.
But...
And Kizniver made a small cameo in it as well.
It did. That one was coming out around the same time.
Yeah, it was at the same time.
Kizniver was one of my favorite anime up till the end.
Yeah.
Like, the ending
It's another one of those shows where I felt like had they spent more time on it and made it be like a 24-episode series,
absolutely.
I feel like people would have been way more dedicated to it.
Because Trigger's fantastic at endings, and that one was nothing like anything Trigger's ever done. It's like Trigger forgot how to trigger all of a sudden.
Well... Like, their other slice of life, what was it? I just remember the title was ridiculously long. Mm-hmm. I want to say it was something along the lines of the day that supernatural battles became commonplace.
Oh, I've heard of that one.
That one fell kind of flat for me, especially considering the other works that Trigger has done. Like, yeah. I went through and I watched all of it. It was okay. Like, the storyline was kind of eh. But some of the voice acting, that was honestly some of the best voice acting that I've came across.
Yeah.
Wow. And there's, like, this one particular scene that's known solely because of the voice acting.
Mm-hmm. I do need to get more friends who like He's Kniver. I've had a lot of friends.
I mean, I cosplay Nico.
I know you do, and I love it.
And my friend who's cosplaying Goro cosplays as Tenga.
Is that the same person?
Yes!
I loved your Tenga! Oh my god! Yes! Oh, I love him. Oh, if he's... You need to get your friends to listen to this episode of the podcast, because this has turned into the Siobhan episode. So.
Glorify me.
And I kind of wanted to narrow it to one subject because I want to have you on the show, like, as many times as possible.
Back to sports!
Yeah, absolutely. But I kind of like our tangents because I think they're fun.
It gets people excited for future episodes.
Absolutely. So we do have a lot of sports anime coming out this year. I did mention the badminton anime.
Yeah.
I am going to check out Baby Steps. That one is older, but if you guys are listening and you love sports anime and you want a new one that you haven't checked out, check out Baby Steps. I do hear it's comparable to Haikyuu, and I think that smaller things like that should get more attention.
Yeah, definitely.
I've heard of a few others coming out. I can't think of them off the top of my head.
Yeah, I haven't looked into what the spring and summer list is yet myself.
Persona is a video game. We were talking about video game stuff. The Persona 5 animation's coming out.
Yeah, it is.
Also,
I have a lot of Persona 5 merch that I just need to get rid of.
It's every anime. Every anime is a sports anime.
I thought about that. I thought, like, I had the two keychains that we were talking about previously.
Oh, yeah, because I do need to buy that Mako keychain off you. And the Yusuke, because...
Yes. They're still, like, sitting there on my living room table, and I looked at them today and was like, wait, do I need to bring these?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, no, I guess I'm just going to come again.
Yeah, absolutely. We will have you on the show a lot. We will definitely do a big JoJo's episode.
Yes.
We will do a big Trigger episode. We'll just be like, we just need to talk about, even if we just talk about anime cons, I think that'd be a fun episode.
I'd be so down.
Because you've been through
a
lot of them.
I'm really trying not to crunch this year, and I think I'm doing better at that. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, well, I'm touching up Car's Wig right now, but Daya's done for AX. Anasui is, like, 50% done right now. I've already started on Lolico, and I have her wig. Like I said earlier, Ren's working on her staff for me. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I'm doing a group with Rena out there at AX. And what's my other project? Oh, yeah, of course I'm doing Fate stuff.
Yes, of course.
Naturally.
Fate episode.
Oh, yeah, we'll have to get into Fate so that way we can actually talk about Fate.
Yeah, because, like, people are, like, into the Fate anime, kind of, but I don't really hear a lot of that out here. But
yeah,
then again, just as an observation for the Utah community in general, I've noticed that people overall tend to be into stuff that's either super, super popular that's current or into stuff that's, like, 15 years old.
I will have to introduce you to my roommate's friend, Astacia. She lives, breathes, and eats Fate.
Oh, yes.
Well,
that's her
part
whole
of that
life.
Is, I think, our age group is pretty divided.
Yeah.
You know, like, we have people, you know, mine and Candace's age, you know, like 30-ish,
Yeah.
So, and we like the older stuff. And then you go to conventions and stuff, and you find a lot of the people there are, like, 16 to 19.
Yeah.
So there's the huge age gap.
Yeah.
They're the part of the meme generation where, like, a lot of their cosplays
definitely see
are
that at Banzai.
Yeah, like I would not be surprised if we got a lot of that what's her name? Like Kizui AI, whatever her name is.
Kizuna AI.
Oh, yeah. Kizune, yeah. I would not be surprised if we saw a ton of that at Bondi this year.
Really?
Yeah, she has...
Has she really blown up that much?
She's getting her own Nendoroid this year.
She has
that I did know.
She has tons of memes, tons of followers. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah,
wow.
So that... I would not be surprised if we saw at least one or two of them at Banzai.
Okay.
Probably AX will have a few of them as well.
Probably.
Like,
I mean, there's going to be at least 100,000 attendees. I'd be shocked if there wasn't at least one.
Yeah, so I mean...
But that's why I really like the out-of-state conventions, is because you see so much more variety.
Oh, yeah. Like,
especially with, like, what's new.
I remember,
and not necessarily popular.
Every year you get, like, that meme of, like, what year it is for cosplay. Like, there was the
yep.
Sword Art Online year, there was the, One Punch Man year, there
yep.
was, like, you get
or
that...
If you're, or if, Or if you go to KatsuCon, it's, like, the one big event that happens.
Yeah.
Like, I believe this year was EverClearCon. Mm-hmm. Last year was Lava Booty. I think the year before that was the Fire Nation attacked. I need to go to KatsuCon. I wanted to go this year, but they were during the Olympics, so I obviously couldn't go.
Yeah, and commitment. Yep. Yeah. We would love to go, but we are poor people who have no money. We would love for this podcast to get more attention, get more reach, so we can start selling merchandise. And
yeah, you guys have the new shirts.
Yeah,
out.
We got the new shirts. Yeah.
They're pretty great. They're soft.
If we get enough people,
did you guys get coasters too? Did I see?
Yep. Those ones are limited.
Are those ones on the site yet?
I'm not 100% sure. I'm pretty sure they are because I think we had a screenshot of what this shop looked like, and I think they're on there.
Okay.
Like 99% sure.
But yeah, those ones are limited, and I think it's a set. You get a set of four coasters.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if we get enough merchandise, and if this particular podcast from this company gets enough attention, we'll probably start doing some KawaiiCast merchandise as well.
Okay.
Some outreach, and we also have the Sunday Bar, which we'll probably also start getting
Sunday
merchandise.
Sunday Bar.
The Sunday Bar.
That one is Carly's show.
Yeah. Has she posted any episodes of that yet?
Or
is it still on the site as coming soon?
I think she has a few episodes up. We don't have the artwork up for it because it's still malfunctioning. It's corrupted or something.
Oh, yes.
So. Ooh, what's the theme of Sunday Bar? It's Sunday and we all drink and talk about shit?
It's Carly, so no. Hers is, it's a group of, I think, three or four people. Mm-hmm. So I think they do special guests sometimes. I'm not entirely sure. You'd have to inquire with her about that. But they mostly talk about current events and stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's kind of like her own, like, she actually wanted to go to school for journalism and all that stuff. So this is her way of outreaching to that part of her life.
Unlike
that's
here,
awesome.
Where we just talk about current anime.
Well, we're just weebs. Like, we're just like, we don't want to weeb.
Fucking weebs, you know?
So we got the person who just wanted to outreach to people, which is fun. The person who actually wanted to use their chosen career path, and you have the people that just want to talk about anime. Like, we are
hey, I mean, why not?
We are not professional.
We're very diverse.
It keeps things spicy.
Yeah, so we might wrap this episode up because this was
a
fantastic...
We are now coming on 52 minutes.
Yeah, so we... hour and 52 minutes.
Sorry, I can talk. I have words.
So this started off as a nice sports anime episode, and we
got very diverse.
Yeah, it became a Siobhan episode, which I'm super happy about. I will probably just talk more sports later as well when we get more sports anime coming out.
Yeah, I've got the speed skating season wrapping up next week, so.
And we had we both fangirl sobbed about Haikyuu, and that was my goal.
Beautiful.
We had a moment. Yeah. Let's talk about Bokuto and Asahi.
I was practically non-existent in this episode.
Yeah, that's usually
that's
what happens.
That's usually how it goes.
Do you want to talk about what we've been doing this season recently? Just kind of to wrap up the episode. We usually talk about...
what we've been watching, what... if there's any anime we'd recommend that are going on this season.
Yeah, I haven't been watching any sports anime this season because there really weren't any sports anime.
There wasn't, no.
But yeah, like I said earlier, definitely keeping up on Darling in the Franxx right now. And obviously Pop Team Epic because we talked about that as well. Got into Citrus literally 2 days ago, so I'm probably just going to binge watch all of that since that's almost over as well.
Yep. We are getting close to our wrap-up of the season, so we'll doing that episode as well.
Okay.
And so that'll just be me and Tyler today recording that, going up to you guys. That'll probably be next week, so after this episode, we'll probably do our season wrap-up episode.
Ooh, a week before all the final episodes come out.
It'll actually be a week after all the final episodes come out, by the time it airs. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we'll finish up all the final episodes, we'll record, and then it'll be that next week.
We're actually probably recording it today, just so we get it out on time, because...
Okay.
So we'll probably not be talking about the finales of anything, but we will be talking about our feelings on the season as a whole, so...
Okay, awesome. Yeah, that's what I'm watching right now for, like, current stuff, and then I'm just, like, trying to catch up on a bunch of stuff that I'm just backlogged on, so I'm watching, like, all of Fate right now.
Absolutely marathon, just binge watch Devilman Crybaby.
I will.
And it's about...
That seems to just blow up.
It's about a 3-hour binge. Okay. It's not bad at all.
Yeah, I can do that in like a day.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah, then I have like a bunch of stuff that always getting, the list on my anime list is always getting longer.
We all know that feeling.
We know that feeling. You add more. Like, you're like, oh, this looks interesting. I'm going to watch this. And then you never get around to it.
Right? Yeah, with speed skating and this being an Olympic season, I just didn't have time to watch anything. Like, between Anime Expo and the Olympics, like, beginning, hadn't watched anything new because I just had no time for it. Kind of the same with cosplay, like, towards the end of the year as well. Like, yeah, I was able to, like, push out a couple for KumoriCon.
Uh-huh.
But after Kumori ended and, like, the beginning of January, worked on nothing. Because I just did not have time for it.
The winter season for anime is usually a pretty safe season to just, like, fall off the train for a little bit.
Yeah.
This year was a huge exception because of Darling in the Franxx and Pop Team Epic and Citrus and Devilman Crybaby. We just got so much this winter season. It was
pretty overwhelming.
Absolutely. For my recommendations, this is the same one. I don't know if this actually went on the episode last time, but...
No, because we recorded our things for our Katsugeki episode. We did our wrap-up, and then it got deleted.
Yeah, so my recommendation that I recommended last week that you guys didn't get to hear about because of unfortunate circumstances, Hakata Tokotsu Ramen, Hakata Tokotsu Ramens. Which I've been
seeing some stuff about
it. It is fantastic. I think it would absolutely be your aesthetic.
Excellent.
The main story about it is about a company of hitmen.
Right up my alley!
Absolutely. It does tie into sports because the reason why it's called Hakata Tokotsu Ramens, which seems like the most random name for an anime about hitmen, is that's the name of their baseball team.
Oh.
Because the Hakata Tokotsu is a ramen shop that the person who hires them to do all the hits actually owns the ramen shop. And the way he keeps, like, you know, all these supposed employees he has, like, under wraps, is he claims that they're part of his baseball team for his company. Because his ramen shop's like a little booth. It's like a one-person run stand. Yeah. And so it's like, it doesn't make sense that he has all these people on his payroll. So he's just like, they're my baseball team. So that's the cover.
Gotta score those hits, you know?
Absolutely.
That's how you launder money. Yeah.
Also, you have the main guy.
The
main guy, Lin, who is Chinese. Mm-hmm. So he moved to Japan due to becoming a hitman and trying to earn money to basically buy his sister back from a person, a human trafficking, that's the word, a human trafficking company. He had to buy her back, so he became a hitman in order to gain money to save her. And he is also a crossdresser because he just enjoys it. A lot of people are like, oh, you cross-dress as part of your hitman thing? It's like, no, I just like this. I like dressing like a girl.
Nice.
Yeah, he's fantastic, and he's super paranoid and has anxiety and is just precious, and he's a problem child.
Problematic favorites.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent.
And on the opposite end of him, the other main character is the one who basically kind of started the whole ramen shop thing. Yeah. It's not the guy who owns it, but his first, like, employee. He's a hitman who hunts hitmen.
Ooh.
Yeah, he basically makes sure that hitmen don't get out of line, or if they're causing too many problems, or going after too many targets, or companies get too greedy with their hitmen, he goes out and attacks them.
All right.
And so he, you know, meets Lin, because Lin is actually hired to kill this guy, and he's just like, I don't want to kill this guy, this is bullshit, you didn't pay me enough for my last hit.
Yeah.
So he goes against the company he works for and decides to protect this guy.
Ooh.
And so then they partner up, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, this is definitely up my alley.
Yeah, and it's...
Because, I just love mafia shit.
And there's the one guy who, they had to give him plastic surgery because so many people were after him, and he's kind of the punching bag of the anime, and...
Making me think of one series, but at least that specific portion is making me think of one series that I think is coming out this year.
Probably.
Backstreet Girls?
I've heard of it.
It's the one where it's the three Yakuza guys where they messed up and their boss is like, okay, you can either kill yourself or you can become idols.
There's another idol one.
I'm reading that manga right now and it's so good. It's so funny.
There's another one. It's called Magical Girl Aura, which is about a girl who's an idol who meets a manager who offers to sign a contract with her to turn her into a magical girl.
All right.
But the thing is, when she becomes a magical girl, she transforms into a man.
Magical boy! Yes! Magical boy needs to be appreciated.
So yeah, Hakata Tokotsu Ramens, that's my recommendation for the episode, and we'll let Tyler talk, because he hasn't
done anything. I have not done any talking, hardly. Hey! I've gotten a quip in here and there.
Yeah.
Well, for me, I'd say Laid Back Camp.
Absolutely.
It's an absolutely amazing anime. It's just, it's so cute, not action oriented, obviously. It's a slice of life.
Okay.
But it's about this girl who likes going camping, and she runs across these other girls who like going camping.
Hey!
So it's a slice of life about that. It's super cute.
All right.
I can see you relating to the main character in that one.
Ooh,
absolutely.
Okay.
She's kind of a, like, lone wolf.
Yeah.
And she's just like, I just like camping by myself. And then by the end of the anime, she's like, maybe camping with other people.
Yeah, I think the next episode, I haven't watched it yet. I think it came out today.
Yeah.
But they actually do go, she does go camping with they go
Christmas
in their Christmas
camping.
Camp.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
The one thing that makes me nervous about Laid Back Camp is they do the entire season in winter. And I'm like, coming from Utah, I'm like, no one would ever camp in winter unless they had a cabin.
It's pretty rough camping.
Like, even though
it
was, like, in the 60s last week, mm-hmm. it was snowing the other day.
Yeah, well, you get to, like, the mountain areas where all the campsites are, and there's snow, like, 9 months out of the year. Like, it's... You know, Park City starts snowing, like, in September, you know? Like,
here
in the valley, we got it pretty warm.
Well, even when it's not snowy up in the mountains,
it's super cold.
Cold.
We went camping in September one year in the mountains, and we regretted it. We were freezing.
We were freezing.
Like, I was originally planning on starting my cosplay with Rena, like, in October, so I could shoot mm-hmm. it out in the snow. But then I did a photo shoot, like, back in January that was out in the snow, and it was, like, ball gowns and cute and shit.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, 16 degrees, and I was like, nah, fuck this. I'm not shooting out in the snow again.
I have done so many snow photo shoots in cosplay, and I'm kind of weird, because, like, I went, you know, did my Nora with the big smoke screen and all that, and it was about 20 degrees outside the entire time, and... We arrive at my friend's house where I'm, like, getting my makeup on, and I'm, like, wearing my big leather coat, and I'm like, my coat is longer than my cosplay. And I take it off, and they're just like, are you freezing? I'm like, no, I'm fine, it's cool. And we get back inside, and I'm like, I need a go-go.
Right? Like, yeah, like, I'll say this time and time again. I may do winter sports for a living,
mm-hmm.
but I fucking hate the cold.
I hate the cold, too. I think I'm fine as long as I'm doing stuff.
Like, some sort of specialty clothing. Like, scuba divers have their neoprene scuba suits keep you warm.
They're not designed to keep us warm, though.
They're just designed so they can move in them.
Yeah. Okay. Like, we do wear our cut suits, and we do have our team skin suits over that, but it's just, like, it's for racing. It's not to keep us warm or anything, which is why I'm so glad Short Track is done indoors.
I tend to be warm in cosplay as long as I'm actually moving. I think the moment that I stop moving and start realizing that I'm standing in, like, a foot of snow is the moment it starts to get cold. Like, I've laid down in the snow, I've, like, kept my fist in the snow, I've jumped in the snow, I've done so much stuff in the skimpiest outfits I own, and I'm like, yeah, this is fine, I've got all the adrenaline, and then the moment I, like, stop and take
it all
in,
it hits you.
So, like, I've had people comment on my photos on Instagram and, like, Tumblr and all that. They're like, you're fucking crazy. Look at you. You're wearing that tiny-ass skirt in that winter. And I'm just like, you don't notice it until you're done. Like,
you don't notice it until you do.
Yeah, it's when you think about it. So the smoke screen was nice because, like, it actually felt pretty warm. Like I said, it wasn't until we got back inside and I realized that I was wearing a mini skirt. And then I realized we had to go out and do a second set. Like, we did the first set with the first smoke bomb, and then, like, we got to do a second set, which is where all the really good photos came from.
Nice.
All
so
right.
So
I think that's a wrap up. If you want to do a quick plug, tell us where anyone can find you.
Yes.
If they're listening.
I do have a Facebook. Like I said, I never use. You can find me on there, like, as Ugami Cosplay or just Ugami. I think either way I'll pop up. And then you can also find me on Instagram the same way as Ugami or Ugami Cosplay. Pop up pretty quick.
Absolutely,
I'm more active on Instagram.
Absolutely share this with a lot of your athletic friends and a lot of your otaku friends. And a lot of your friends. Just be like, hey, I was on a podcast. Go listen to this. If you guys...
Just shove it down their throat if you have to.
Share it with your JoJo's friends so we could get a big JoJo meetup going, because that would be amazing. So, yeah.
I'll totally set up a JoJo, like, meetup or something.
Because, yeah, we'll go to the coffee shop and we'll all scream and we'll go, Ree!
Play Pillarman music as I walk in. It'll be great.
All right. So,
Doesn't that music just come on anytime you walk in a room?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think that'll be it for this episode.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks for coming.
Bye.
Bye.